participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Let's see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language and mix company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. Stop the rock.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I know you're wondering, who was that boy next to Rudy Giuliani at the Yankees game last night?
He's so big.
That's right. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Prehensile and all the ships at sea. Hey, you can tell they're excited to be in New York because their insides are spongy and their bellies are all pinkish. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday. October 23rd, broadcasting today from the greatest city in the world, New York. Here's a shock. There's a technical problem with the telephones.
Yeah, the regular national lines are not up and running as of yet.
So right now, just use this number, 877-692-1027. It's going to be our national number until they get the other number going, okay?
Well, that's fine. People can use that one, too.
877-692-1027. That is the toll-free number. We love your telephone calls. Joe will be peppered with your telephone calls today. Oh, please, how can I forget this? There he is, everybody. Mr. Pizza, Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
A man who always develops an extra spring in his step when we come to New York City.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, hello there to Buzz, and hi, everybody. I want to tell you right now that we're going to start the show with soliciting for tomorrow's gigantic, let me make sure I pronounce this correctly, the pumpkin pucking contest.
The pumpkin pucking contest.
The dude with the pumpkins is here.
Really? The dude with the pumpkins?
Yes, he's downstairs. We're going to bring him in a second. We're going to get a look at the pumpkins that he's brought us.
Good. What a nice pucker he is.
And if you want to enter the contest, you want to come down tomorrow, we're going to have a male and a female, different contest for guys and girls. Everybody who pucks a pumpkin. Thank you.
Yes, every pumpkin pucker
is guaranteed something. The champion will win $1,000. And for guys and girls, if you puck the pumpkin. Thank you. If you puck the pumpkin,
you know, it's just a matter of time.
But you know what? You can pump. I mean, isn't pumping is involved?
Yeah.
Don't confuse it more, Rob.
If you puck the pumpkin to completion.
If you puck the pumpkin, good.
If you do it all the way to where you have a dolphin-like reaction, you'll win an extra cash bonus prize.
Certainly easier to prove with the guys than the girls.
Yeah, well,
just my opinion.
That's why God invented noses, Mike.
Oh.
Someone's got to smell the pumpkin.
Well, I'm certainly not.
Hi, Lisa. How you doing? Yeah. Hey, you wanted to be the producer of this show, Lisa.
You know, the pumpkin odor is a very distinct odor. I've carved enough pumpkins in my day to know the overwhelming odor of pumpkin is...
I could tell the difference between female odor and pumpkin odor.
Well, you think that that by odor alone you'll be able to tell if something's happened?
Well, you're also going to have to tell by, maybe we'll have to buy Lisa some gloves.
Too. Oh, God! Oh,
hello, hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Yankee game.
Oh, yes.
Yankees!
Yeah. Yeah, yes. So do I. I had,
Yankees!
I had Don the, I had the, yeah, hi. Had the,
you guys kick ass, man. I'm from Brooklyn.
Had the listen, thank you, my friend.
Yo, did you see the anguish on the Mariners' faces when they started giving up?
There it is. Uh-huh. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, that's the way it works.
I had a time last night. I went to the Yankees game.
You were at the game. You were at the clinching game last night.
I want to thank the good people at Arista Records.
Don't edit out the part about Arista.
Because they hooked me up with the car and the seats, and it was a great time.
I mean, you should explain what they really did. I mean, they gave you a car. You not only did you get to go to the game, right. You got a brand new car.
So I'm in the car on the way over there. We didn't get to the stadium until a little after 9. Mm-hmm. As soon as we got to our seats, is right at the moment Bernie Williams hit the home run.
Wow.
The place goes friggin' nuts. I've never been in Yankee Stadium before. The only thing I can equate it to was back at the old RFK when the Redskins would do something great and the entire stadium physically would shake. Mm-hmm. That happened last night at Yankee Stadium.
I think the key to the whole game is when they moved the bunting into Rudy's lap. When they moved the bunting, when they lifted up the bunting from the first baseline and put it in the lap of Rudy Giuliani, that's when he had basically the red, white, and blue surrounding him, and that's when, well, Scott Brocious said it was interfering with his line of sight when
ball got by him.
So I think that was the turning point of the game. That's really when the Yankees started to come alive.
So I had never been to Yankee Stadium before. I got there last night. Oh, you know what? Hold on. We're going to have to talk about the pumpkins first.
Okay.
I do have a million stories about the Yankees game last night. And sorry, guys, there are no gifts for you. I was not able to buy anybody any gifts due to the fact that it's friggin' expensive,
yes.
And also, it was just too crowded.
I also know there's another factor there. You didn't want to look jive. You didn't want to look jive with all your record company guys who probably didn't have bags full of souvenirs. They were all there being slicky boys.
Yeah.
You didn't want to look like a jive
ass. And the hat that I could have bought you guys last night, which was selling like for $35 at the stadium, you can go to Modell's now and buy the same hat today for like $19.
Campines.
So if you want a hat, yeah, go buy you a hat later.
I'd rather have, you know, I'm very into the Yankees. I think it's great, but, you know, the hats that I like wearing now are the FDNY, you know, NYPD hats.
Yeah.
Those are the hats I like.
Well, listen, it's almost Halloween. Are you listening, kids? That's right. Super Shamrock.
Hey, my son's here. Another one of my sons has come in here.
It's almost time, kids.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV
for the Horror-thon.
And remember the big giveaway at 9.
Right.
Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking.
It's almost time.
It's almost time.
It's almost time. Yeah, it's the first part of our big Halloween spooktacular. And joining us now are the guys who have brought the pumpkins here to NEW. And what's your names, guys?
Hey, my name is Rob Stackus.
Rob Stackus O'Mara.
Rob, where are you from, Rob?
I'm from Jamesburg, New Jersey, Monroe Township, New Jersey.
Right. And who you got with you?
This is my friend James.
Hey, hi there.
Hi, James. You want to say hi into the microphone?
Oh, yeah, please. I'm James Gavney.
Where are you from, James?
Plainsboro, New Jersey.
And you guys, you were nice enough to donate pumpkins. How many pumpkins did you bring us?
We brought about 30 up here.
Ah, wow. 30 pumpkins.
I bought some big ones for the guys, some small ones too, if the guys aren't well endowed. And I also bought some small ones with some really long stems on them.
All right.
You know, so that if the girl actually wants to perform on the pumpkin,
right.
She can.
Don, I would say what he holds
pass
a
that over
is
here.
A perfect pumpkin for the ladies who participate in this contest.
This pumpkin.
This pumpkin, it is about the size of a watermelon? Not even a cantaloupe.
It's really a cantaloupe sized pumpkin.
But it's
stem.
But it's got like a 6-inch stem.
Perfect for pucking.
How the hell do you find a pumpkin that's got a 6-inch stem coming out of it?
Well, right. I actually picked it from a farm myself, so I was able to keep the stems intact on a lot of them.
Oh, there you go.
Beautiful. So these guys brought a variety of pumpkins, some big ones for guys to do it with, littler ones for the girls to do it with.
Rob, you ever see a stem like that?
And yeah, this morning.
And, Mike, I know you were talking about how rough the stems are.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Lisa now. Lisa, come here for a second and wrap your hand around that stem.
Yes.
There you go. Oh, that's right. God. Now, if you were to, oh, one of you guys got a call?
Yeah. No, it's
go ahead.
All right, answer it.
Take your call.
See who it is.
Here, I'll get it for you.
You want to get it?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I had it on vibrate.
Hello? Hi, this is not Robert. Who's this? What's your name? You what? You're calling from WNEW? That doesn't make any sense. Guys. I'm at WNEW.
Guy's calling him.
My soul. Name is Charlie Stuang Stabilat. What's your name? What? Do I want to advertise or not because you really don't have time? You're not a nice man.
Hold on, wait. Is this like a sales call from NEW?
I'm not sure.
Will you pass it over here?
Hello, are you still there or did you hang up?
We have to find out who that was.
Yeah.
This guy seriously is on the other end of the line. He goes, hey, listen, I don't have time for this. Do you want to advertise on WNEW or what? Has there been a sales guy in touch with you that's been trying to sell you time or something?
I tried to contact him about getting time.
You tried to, do you know the name of the guy?
No, I left the message.
Oh, darn it. Oh, we got to do a. We have to do a search.
I know you're wondering, how does today's modern account executive make the sale?
Right.
Well, there you go. Listen, I don't have time. Do you want to buy the spots or not?
We have to find the sales guy that works here that was trying to sell the pumpkin. You'll find the guy. All right, very good.
Listen, here was my point with this thing with the and your concern.
It's ringing again.
All right, can I have it this time?
Oh yeah.
No, this isn't from him. You want to answer?
Okay.
That's from my best friend. He's probably listening to the radio right now.
Okay, what do I hit? Talk.
Talk. Yeah.
Don Geronimo's office. Hello.
Let me talk.
Yeah, who's this?
Let Robert take the call.
This is Justin. You're talking to. You're looking for Big Dumb Rob.
Oh, listen, come on.
Justin, he's busy. He's on the radio now.
Oh, give him the phone. Let him take the call.
All right, Rob. No, Justin, no, shut up. No, hold on. He wants his damn paycheck. Here he is.
Hold on. All right. Take your call.
Take it,
here.
Robert.
Justin. Justin. Dude, you're on the Don and... Well, I'm on the Don and Mike show right now. You're just silent right now. You were just talking to Mike O'Mara. Can you hear me? What?
He's just talking.
Dude, I can't talk. We're on the Don and Mike show. This is on air right now. It's just me. It's probably really boring.
He's a busy guy, this pumpkin man.
He wants his paycheck.
You should call the station and complain that you want a paycheck, man.
Call that sales guy you called before. Listen, I don't have time for this. Do you want to buy advertising on WNEW or what?
Is this a guy who works for you or something?
Yeah, he does work for me.
Give me the phone.
Hold on.
Don wants a piece of this. Don wants a piece of him.
Hey, hi, who's this? Hey, Justin, you're fired. You hear me? You're fired. You're not getting your paycheck. We're using it as toilet paper right now. Justin, what do you do for Robert?
Robert.
He's not at liberty. Well, what does he do for you, Robert?
He worked a camera for me at a football game.
Camera at a football game.
Very good.
Okay, well, listen.
That's when Robert
porno?
Robert
says it was a porno with another guy. It was gay porno. He says Robert was involved in gay porno. All right, listen, don't call us at this number, okay? We're busy right now.
Very busy.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good day to you.
Goodbye. Good day to you, sir.
There you go.
Good day to you, sir.
Oh my God.
The phone's on vibrate, too, which is why I can't imagine why it's...
Don't worry about it. Let's see if anybody else calls.
What's cool about that cell phone ring, it's got a real ringing sound.
Yeah, it does.
Which I like. I like that a lot.
So listen, here was my question about the pumpkin, Mike. Your concern had been if we were to take a condom and wrap it around the stem of the pumpkin, that it might harm the woman.
Too rough.
Now, I'm going to ask Lisa, who is obviously a woman, if that is too rough.
Or pointy.
I think that with a condom, I don't think there will be a problem with that.
Really?
Shocker. Just carve them up. Absolutely.
Hey, Mike,
Let me see.
Come on, feel it.
Let me see.
Now feel it. What if? And think about this. What if we ever?
I'm not worried about this.
Like wrapped it in gauze.
I'm worried about that.
Yeah. All right. What if we put a protective tip on the edge of it?
Well, what I was thinking,
like
is
a cotton ball. Or
what
something.
Buzz was going to do was to put a thingy on, just a little, have it a little thicker.
Yeah, but the girls could actually do it with the real stems.
Well, I suppose, but I mean, if it doesn't shred
all right,
the,
what
that's the part. See
the right very there? Top of it. Yeah. All right, well, what if we put, like...
See, what I want you to do is put your hands together like you're praying.
Okay.
All right? And then rhythmically go up and down on the stem.
Yeah, I know. I got it.
Right.
I got it.
Now, imagine that was sensitive, delicate tissue.
Okay, so what if we take the top of the pumpkin, the part up here that you're concerned about with the edges...
Smooth it off.
And we...
Like file it a little bit?
Yeah, we can either file it down or, and then wrap it in gauze and cotton.
Yeah, because, you know, actually, the stem is not as rough because it's, they're new pumpkins, correct?
Yeah. Great. Then, Buzz, you don't have to go buy the Ildo days.
Well, excellent. Well, I was going anyway.
You got a number of pumpkins like that with the stem?
Yeah, oh, good, okay.
Because,
you know, should be one pumpkin to a girl.
Oh, yeah, no, this is
no
like
pumpkin
the...
sharing, you know. Because if you do that pumpkin, you've done every pumpkin that's ever done.
Yeah, it's not the 70s anymore.
Right.
You know?
This is not going to be gang pumpkin sex. No, each girl gets her own pumpkin.
Okay.
So you got some of these pumpkins with the gigantic stems for the girls.
Yeah, and some of them are curved, too, for the realistic.
curved. He's a good, sick pleasure. Guy to do this, isn't he?
Curved and ribbed for
that's
her
right.
pleasure.
I think you should take Justin's paycheck.
You got how many for the girls? Total here, Rob?
I think there's 15 for the girls, 15 for the guys, so there's plenty to go.
Oh, hold on. Lisa just brought in one of the curved ones.
Wow, that's prehensile.
Look at this. Now,
is that a dolphin term, Rob?
Look at this. I got news for you. I've not been feeling well. This is what my penis looks like right now.
Oh, my God.
See, you see this thing? Look at this thing. It's
that's
green.
Pretty nasty right there.
Now, this is one that I would not advocate a woman.
People have a file that we can...
That's now, Mike. That's another one we could file down the top on, and a girl could use.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, this is going to be the sickest thing we've ever done.
I think so. This is going to be way up there.
Beautiful. So, Rob, you actually got these out of your own farm? Or?
No. I was lying to you yesterday. I just wanted you guys to feel comfortable that I could actually get pumpkins for you.
Ah, there you go. So you're not a farmer at all.
I
want
to plug the farm that I got them from.
All right, please go ahead.
I got it from Gasco Farms, and they're in, located in Monroe Township, New Jersey. They have a website, which is GascosFamilyFarm.com. It's spelled GASKOS. FamilyFarm.com.
Because what family doesn't want to head out to that farm?
Exactly.
Now?
And their telephone number is area code 732-446-9205. They'd like everyone to know that on December 2nd, they're going to have a blood drive, which is going to be sponsored by the Community Blood Council of New Jersey. And for more information, just call that number, 732-446-9205.
Very good.
All right, good job. Well, Robert, James. Hey, James, eat a sandwich, man. James, I'm going to have to be making a quilt for you soon. You're so goddamn thin. Thank both of you guys.
Thanks, fellas.
Thank you for the pumpkins.
Good job. Yeah, you want to say something else, Robert? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I want Buzz to know that on the whole write-up, you were the only person here we wanted to meet. Because we think
Buzz... Buzz's hand, Robert. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
My
pleasure.
There's Buzz Burbank.
Good job.
There you go. There, James and Robert.
There they go.
Meeting Buzz.
Meeting their hero.
What a thrill. Isn't that the way it is when anyone comes into the studio?
Hey, yeah, Don and Mike, you guys are okay. Lisa, you're okay. Wow, Buzz.
Can I shake hands with Buzz?
Here's Buzz.
It's the voice. It's what does it. It's the voice.
All right, well, thank you to Robert and James. They've brought the pumpkins now.
Yeah. Thank you. Nice meeting you.
All we need are the... the guys and the girls, we can accept up to 15 guys and up to 15 girls tomorrow.
Very, very good.
Come down here to the Don and Mike World Broadcast headquarters at 888 7th Avenue and you go at it tomorrow.
It's going to be interesting.
Giving away cash money, thousands of dollars right here. Hey, Rob. Hi, Rob.
Yes.
No. Rob on the telephone.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Rob, hi. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I have a suggestion for the girls with the stump off the pumpkin here.
Yeah.
Why don't you just whittle it down ever so slightly? So it's almost like a piece of wood anyway. You can just shave those barbs right off of that.
Yeah, I think we're going to have Pete Johnson go to work on this with his X-Acto knife and see what he can do.
It'll be fascinating. His file.
His Boy Scout knife.
Yeah. His pedophile.
All right, thank you.
Pedophile.
Hey, Buzz.
Hi.
Buzz,
you know, I tell you, he gets up here, man. It's a different Buzz
Welcome
Burbank.
To New York.
Pedophile. Hello, Tom in New Jersey. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike Show. Radio God.
Hi, Tom.
You know, I got to say, you guys are like car accident radio. You're somewhat repulsed, but you eerily just can't turn away.
Very good. That's the idea.
Who comes up with these ideas? and you should write
Don gets them in the middle of his sleep. He gets them in the middle of his REM cycle.
He wakes up and calls me, so I got another great idea.
I really do. You know, really? I seriously keep a notepad by my bed.
And don't you wake up when you get a really good idea, don't you wake up fully turgid?
Yeah, absolutely. I am just blue steel.
That's how you know.
I wake up and go, wow, I got another one.
Oh, look at that.
Guys and girls doing it with pumpkins.
I'm going to be blue to my radio, man. That's all I got to say.
Well, we need to. Listen, I appreciate it, Tom, but we need the participants now. Everybody wants to hear this. Everybody wants to see the pictures.
I think the guys we shouldn't have any trouble with, and with the ladies, as usual, maybe a little selling required, unless there's just an overwhelming amount of women that want to do this.
I got to say again, are the national lines still not up yet? No? Okay, so still the only number you can call us on is 877-692-1027. Dave in Jersey. Hi, Dave, hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air, Dave.
Yeah, I have a suggestion for the pumpkin.
What's that?
I have a suggestion for the pumpkin.
You have
tent.
A suggestion?
Pumpkin sauce?
Yeah, okay.
Put, putty, in the ridges, and then put a condom over it so you don't have those rough ridges, so it's kind of, smooth
down.
We
should probably be moving out of the suggestion mode and into the participation mode.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, we'll figure this out. Dave, appreciate it. Thank you for the call. We'll figure it out. We need the participants, though, because we've now got the 30 pumpkins.
Right.
We've got the thousands of dollars in cash to give away. We've got the tarp set up in the other room for tomorrow.
Tarp.
We've got, there might be spillage. There might be seepage and spillage and spooge.
Now, Buzz, you take a trip to the... You haven't had a chance to go to the store yet.
No, right? Not yet. I'm going anyway later.
Very good.
Just let me know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Oh, no, I thought that was our first contestant. He just backed out. Hello, Don and Mike Show. All the guys have to do is cut a hole in the pumpkin.
It's not that easy, Don. It's got to be a properly sized hole.
Hello? Well, the guys will be cutting their own holes,
right?
As a matter of fact.
Will they bring their own cutlery?
No, I think we're going to have a Swiss Army knife for them to use tomorrow.
Same one.
Adam?
Yeah, Don and Mike Radio God.
Yeah, I don't see why guys can't share a knife.
Yeah, but the hole's got to be right. It's not like they can put the hole in and try it. And
You
get one chance to make your hole, make it wide.
You make your hole, and then you do your thing.
That's right.
You do your business. Adam, hi.
Hey, Don and Mike, calling from the great city of New York. Just wanted to say you guys rock. This is ingenious what you guys are doing tomorrow. It's going to be hilarious.
Just wait. We're going to make radio history tomorrow.
I got
absolutely
a quick question. Are you guys, I don't know maybe if I missed it, are you guys going to finish the Daddy Day, Daughter Day story?
Yeah, here's the problem with that we started it, and I said that we had eight more chapters to get to. You tell me if you would want to hear this.
Yeah.
The rest of it is all Kaya. There's no more Larry King on the rest of the
Day. Then it's worthless.
Right, Rob? Yeah. The rest is just all Kaya King?
It's really not worthwhile.
What we'll have to do sometime is go back and just do it again. You know, play that early part again.
When you guys did that was one of the funniest things I've heard you guys do.
Although
there's a brief hello to Mom, just brief.
I was told that there are some funny parts with just Kaya where she's talking about, didn't John Norton tell us that there were some highlights with Kaya?
John Norman said there's something like the Lonely Dewdrop or something. He said, but it's more weird than funny.
All right, listen, we'll keep it on the back burner. Thank you, Adam.
Great. I got one more thing.
Yeah.
A great radio acronym for you.
Okay.
If, when you guys get pissed off and you want to tell someone off, you just say LIGAS. LIGAS.
Hold on. Now, we like to figure out acronyms. What is it? Spell it again. LIGAS?
LIGAS. Uh-huh.
It's got to be lick.
Well, say that again?
Is the first word lick?
No.
All right, LIGAS. 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 All right, so.
Right.
Look. Is the first word look?
No.
Let.
Let.
No.
All right, give us the first word so we can start.
Like.
Boy, you've stumped us here.
Like.
I know.
You got it?
Like I give an S.
Yeah.
Ah, there it is.
Hey, Rob. Hey, good job.
Great.
You know, that could be a new game. The acronym game.
There you go.
Like I give an S.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
No problem, guys.
Thank you, Adam. See you later. Ligas. Yeah, I'll steal that. That's good. Hey, let's welcome our first contestant for tomorrow's Puck the Thumpkin contest. Let's say hello to Rick. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hey, dude, you want to be the first to sign up for this game?
I want to be the first to sign up.
Now, listen, you got a chance to win $1,000. We're going to have a guaranteed $1,000 winner. And if you complete the act all the way to where you have your wonderful, explosion, then you're going to win an extra $250.
All right, but what I don't understand is how you actually win.
Yeah, how do you win the $1,000 or so?
The guy's got to wait till they come down tomorrow.
I like that.
You got to. Everybody's got questions.
Is it going to be a random thing?
Well, yes and no. It's going to be...
It's not going to be a quantity game, is it?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, thank you.
Every guy who comes down and does the pumpkin is going to be guaranteed something, whether it's $50 or $100.
Or a hearty handshake.
No. Everybody's going to get cash who comes down tomorrow.
From Buzz.
And what we're going to do is, when you come down and you actually have sex with a pumpkin, if you do it to completion, you get $250 guaranteed. On top of the $50 that you've already got. Then, let's say we have...
Every time you say that, I play the thing in my head. I play the thing that I'm running it in my head
to
right
completion?
Now. Yeah, run away. I want to run away.
So let's say that we got five guys who come down and actually puck pumpkins.
Right.
Okay? You'll have then a 1 in 5 chance of winning $1,000.
Okay.
Because each of the guys who actually comes down to do the business with the pumpkin, you'll be able to select at random the pumpkin you want. The pumpkin will have a number on the bottom of it.
Okay.
Then if the guy, in fact, carves the hole, goes in the other room, does his business...
He's in the drawing.
Yes, then he's immediately in the running for $1,000.
And one of the pumpkins with the number on it, if you have the matching pumpkin number...
gets the $1,000.
That's great. That's fantastic.
That sounds good.
And depending on the amount of guys who sign up for this contest, and girls, if we get like 10 guys or 15 guys, I'll up the prize to $2,000.
Wow.
Ooh.
And same for the girls.
And what's the ceiling on guys participating? Because we have 30 pumpkins total.
The most we could have is 15 guys and 15 girls.
Very good. Okay.
That's the most.
So get in, enter often.
And you're leaving out the best part.
What?
Everyone gets to keep their pumpkin.
That's right.
Oh, you're back.
Everybody,
you
sing the nail. Huck now the magic pumpkin. I'm sorry, what was that, Rick?
I wanted to donate my pumpkin to charity after it was done.
That's nice of you.
No,
you
got
to take that home.
You donate that to charity, some homeless guy gets it, and he goes, this is not the best pumpkin pie I've ever had.
Don?
There's something wrong with my pumpkin pie.
I believe the rule should be everyone takes their pumpkin home with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got it. Okay, thanks. Hold on, Rick, we'll see you tomorrow.
You got it.
Hold on just a second. Talk to Johnny, please. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hi. Hello?
Yeah, is this the Don and Mike Show?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Yeah, I want to enter this contest tomorrow.
We got another... Look at this.
Filling up quickly with the guys.
Got another guy who wants to enter the contest. Where are you from, Andy?
I'm from New Jersey.
All right, Andy. All you're going to do is come down tomorrow. And you don't have to bring anything except your genitals. Just show up with your genitals. We'll let you carve the hole, go in the back room, and see if you can do it.
It's ticking.
And then, listen, the guys...
You're going to have to get some hazmat suits in here.
When the guys... Yeah, the outbreak suits.
Yeah.
When the guys are in the other room doing it, Lisa's just going to peek through a window to make sure that they're actually doing it. And then if it's done to completion... Well, it's going to be obvious if it's done to completion.
Due to standards and practices, unfortunately, we will not be able to share with you the sounds of the pumpkin being pucked.
However, we will be able to bring each guy into the studio when he's completed with the actual pumpkin in his lap with his thing in the hole of the pumpkin.
Yeah.
So you got it? The guys will come into the studio.
And it'll make a nice picture for the internet also. Yeah.
The guys will come in the studio and they'll actually have the pumpkin right down here by their groin area.
Yeah, and everybody will be, there'll be a photographic record of each one of them.
Yeah. Well, beautiful. Okay, you're in.
Look, Ma, no hands.
Yeah.
You're in. Hold on a second.
Takes a special man to puck a pumpkin.
Hold on. There you go. Now it's heating up.
There you go.
Hello, Juan. Hey, Juan.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
We're doing great, Juan.
Guys.
Yeah.
Check it out. I want to find out that while you're pucking or... Yeah, while you're pucking.
Don't try. Leave that to the professionals.
You got it. While you're pucking, yes.
We're not going to be all in the same room, are we?
Now listen, what do you think we are? Homos?
No, you're going to get it. No, you get one chance of the.
No, everybody.
Stop showing me signs.
Everybody gets time in the room by themselves.
I wanted to clear that up.
Yeah, no, there's not going to be like gay pumpkin action in here.
Right.
No. All right. So, are you in one or are you out? Just thinking about it?
I'm thinking about that.
All right, call us
it's
back.
It's down in the city, right?
Yeah, in the city.
All right, thanks.
Right down in the city. See you later.
You're number one.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Bye-bye. Hello, Patrick, Don and Mike Show.
Do I get to bring reading material, let's say?
Yes, you can bring anything. Listen,
whatever gets the job done.
What? Guys, if you want to bring hand lotion, bring hand lotion. If you want to pop your Viagra, do that. If you want to bring your copy of Jugs magazine,
tape it onto the pumpkin while you're doing your dirty deed.
Do it, sure.
The vegetable's not enough for you, sir.
How are you going to tell? I mean, the inside of a pumpkin is kind of messy.
Well, now here's the deal. If, first off, in a good way. Simply, if you do the act, if Lisa peeks through the window and sees you doing it, and then you come in the studio and you've got your thing in the pumpkin right there, you're in the running for $1,000.
There you go.
Okay, but on top of the $1,000, if you win, you get another $1,000 on top of that.
Well, it depends. No. The winner gets $1,000. It's a random thing.
You get fifty bucks
for showing up. If you do it to completion, you get an extra $250. How do we prove that you did it to completion?
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. First, when you come in the studio tomorrow, we're gonna have to clean out your pockets to make sure you don't have like those packets of mayonnaise. That they give away like at Burger King and McDonald's.
If you say
that you have done it to completion, Lisa or John, oh boy, they've got to flip a coin to see who gets to do this job.
Right.
What they will do is slice the top of the pumpkin off because your evidence will be visible to the naked eye.
Well, what about
this
like
is getting messier by the minute?
What about what?
Like a condom?
Then you could simply show the condom.
That might be the solution.
Yeah, if guys wear rubbers.
Because then you could actually do the deed with the, and then, oh, I love it when I'm cruising along and then I automatically gross myself out.
It will minimize cleanup as well for the subject.
I think that will maximize sanitation.
But like, maybe there are some guys like me, I've never worn a rubber, and I couldn't imagine. Even if I was having sex with a vegetable.
But you know what?
What's her name?
Karen Ann Quinlan.
Karen Ann Quinlan. Or if it was a pumpkin.
But if you don't hollow out the pumpkin and you leave all the stuff, it would probably be very difficult to conclusively prove.
Well,
I don't have first-hand experience with
it. Just thinking, if a guy has his conclusion, it would be in an isolated area, and you slice the pumpkin open, you'd be able to tell that there's some something there that's
you'd probably be able to look in the hole.
That's not the same.
Yeah, right.
See, every time you want to be disgusted by this contest.
Yeah, I know. I just keep helping.
You keep coming up with a way. That's right.
I don't know what that says about me. I'm just helping, and I can't help myself.
You look in the hole.
World's worst.
So we'll have the option for people to
have
safe sex with the condoms or non-safe sex.
You could wear a rubber.
Because right. Just remember, when you do that pumpkin, you're doing every single pumpkin's partner.
All right. Hold on, please. Are you in?
I'm not sure yet.
You guys are going to put pictures on the internet. There will be no actual pictures of you having sex, but the picture will be of you in the studio sitting down with the pumpkin on your lap.
I don't know how I feel about standing around naked.
Listen, we're not going to do that. We're not going to sell it. We're going to have plenty of people that want to participate in this.
Listen, you decide. You call us back. Kylie.
Lingus.
Kylie.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
How did the girls win?
Okay, listen, for the girls, it's much simpler.
Yeah, it's much simpler. It's just participation.
Right, all you got to do is do it. And then you got a one in whatever shot it is of winning the $1,000, and you get the $50 for participating. Now, if you do it to completion, since generally we trust girls more than we trust guys.
You just have to tell us.
You tell us, but we're also going to have someone who's going to be the designated pumpkin sniffer. Because there's a smell
right.
That would be discernible from your regular pumpkin smell. So if a girl was to say to us, hey, I did it to completion, we would take you at your word, and then we would slice the pumpkin open, and John would
wouldn't need to slice the pumpkin open.
We look through the hole. We smell the hole.
No.
We smell the stem.
Right.
Excuse me.
Slicing necessary.
That's right. We would simply... Right. All we do is smell the stem.
Absolutely.
And see if there was anything on the stem that we could use to...
Say there was something, really going on here.
Right.
But wouldn't the stem smell like the condom?
Mm.
I think we can look at the, you know, we can just come down and do it.
Listen, if a girl comes down and says she did it to completion.
And then they're going to look through the window and see if it's happening.
Yeah, you know, Lisa will look through the window while you're doing it and see if you're actually doing it. And if you say you did it to completion, well then, you know.
Yeah, doing it to completion, does it get you any more moolah?
Yeah, $250.
Okay.
You do it to completion, you get an extra $250.
Well, you know, they're all going to lie about it.
And the satisfaction.
The way it's done.
Well, maybe they'll all lie. But frankly, I give the money away just to have more girls down here.
Amen, brother.
Doing it with pumpkins.
Very good.
So, all right, listen, are you in or out, Kylie?
I'm going to try and get off work and come down.
That's a no.
Okay. That's a no. Right. Okay.
No. I really will try because I'll donate the money.
Oh, you donate the
money? That's very nice of you.
All right, Kylie, well, I'm going to put you on hold then. So we'll get your information.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Okay.
You guys are great.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. Let me see. Did we talk to Ricky already? Hey, Ricky, did we talk to you? Ricky?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
You're Johnny Creative today.
I'm sorry.
Buzz is sitting
what's
over here in the corner writing a poem. Go ahead. Yeah. All right, I'll read it.
This was written by Buzz.
I haven't read this yet. Little Jack Horner sat in a corner. Effing his pumpkin pie. He's stuck in his... I don't know if I can even say this. He's stuck in his member the month after September and said, what a good pervert am I.
There you go. A little nursery rhyme for the kids.
Thank you, Buzz.
Nice.
Well, you know, see, Buzz comes in, he gets the New York weed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a much better weed than he gets back in D.C.
I don't know what he's doing.
Greatest city on earth.
So, hey, Ricky, have we talked to you already?
No, I've been on hold.
Ricky, you want to play too?
Yeah, there's only one problem.
What's that, Ricky?
Can I bring my own fluff girl?
You can bring a fluff girl.
Wow. I can bring a fluff girl?
You can, listen, I've already said you can bring Viagra, you can bring hand cream, you can bring Jugs magazine, you can bring a fluff girl, sure.
I can bring a fluff girl. Okay, just making sure I can bring a fluff girl. I'll be there.
Where are you from, Ricky?
Garfield, New Jersey.
Hold on a second, please. Hold on a second. Well, that's got to be at least three guys that are signed up.
Right? You knew the guys were going to love this contest.
At least three guys. We still need the girls. Now, listen, we're going to have to put all these lines into contest mode right now to get a caller number 100. But then we'll come right back to this. And I still not even told you about my night at the Yankees game. And we got some stuff from our trip up here yesterday. We've got some guests on the show today. But let's start with a call number 100. 877-365-3636. A call number 100.
Very good.
Yes.
Looking forward to that.
And right, and if someone could translate this into Spanish for me, and maybe the solicitation, maybe we'd get a few more contestants.
Absolutely.
To appeal to our Hispanic listeners.
Yes. Right.
Nine pumpkins.
Who knows how to say in Spanish, guys, hey, Diablos, if you want to come down and...
That's devils.
And,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, no,
hombres.
Not devils. Hey,
amigos. Hey, amigos.
Mi amigos.
Amor. Love in Spanish. Love.
How do you say?
Pumpkin.
Puck the pumpkin.
Love. Pumpkin.
You know
pumpkin.
We'll figure out. Someone around here's got to speak Spanish. We'll figure it out.
Right. Maybe Hector will come back.
Give the appeal in Spanish. Be the 100th caller right now. Please don't call the regular number. It's down. Call 877-692-1027. That's the only number we're using today because of a technical problem. Be the 100th caller, and good luck. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I had sex with him for about a year and a half. I liked having sex with him.
Thank you.
He wasn't afraid of experimenting.
I didn't like the butt.
I like men like that.
Thanks.
Men who give me pleasure.
Oh, I gave you pleasure.
He gave me a lot of pleasure.
Don't just look at it.
Sabrina, just don't look at it. Eat it.
Eat it. Eat it.
They only play commercials when they get bored. Don and Mike.
Yeah. All right, now listen, I've just been told something here that apparently the 877-692-1027, that number only works in New York. Like, if you're listening to us in Seattle or Portland or Vegas or, of course, most importantly, in Washington, D.C., you can't get through on that telephone.
I know.
So I apologize. I just found that out because I'm a dumbass. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Oh, my God, 100.
Is this a guy pretending to be a girl?
No.
No, is it?
What's the matter with your voice?
Turn your radio down, honey. Or sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Not quite sure what we got here. Who is this, please?
My name is Anthony.
Shouldn't you
your
be
name
like
is,
in...
Your name, did you say your name is Anthony?
Yeah.
You're a little boy?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to listen.
How come you're not in school, son?
They didn't stand up school for me today.
Turn your radio down. I can't hear you. Speak up, Anthony. What did he say, Buzz?
They don't have school for him today.
Okay, but you're not. You shouldn't listen to this show, especially with the pumpkin thing.
Do you take? Do you take a special bus to school?
Stop it.
No.
Come on.
Oh, well, I'll give the kid a prize.
Okay. Give him a little prize. Something and send him on his
there
way.
You go. Son, how old are you?
I'm 13.
How old
are
you?
How old?
13. You've won a Corona beer prize pack.
No.
Ice cold Corona Extra and Corona Light. It's no beer, it's just paraphernalia.
It's stuff.
Okay. Relax and enjoy a Corona.
Hold on. Let me get another call at 100. You know, somebody else gets an extra spring in his step when we come to New York.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Corona.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hey, listen, you're the 100th caller.
I'm the 100th caller?
Yeah, because I'm not going to give round trip anywhere any in the United States to a 13-year-old kid who's skipping school.
Yeah, you better put the big name tag on that kid.
Yeah. Well, what is your name, sir?
Alfredo.
Alfredo, where are you from?
Madison, New Jersey.
All right, Alfredo, you've won round trip coach airfare for two anywhere in the contiguous United States.
But he was probably calling for the pumpkins.
from Orbit. Oh, you mean the little kid?
No, the Alfredo.
Well, we'll find out.
Right.
From Orbitz.com. Visit planet Earth via Orbitz.com. That's Orbitz with a Z, the travel site with the most low fares, proudly created by the world's leading airline. So get yourself a nice free trip to California or wherever you want to go, Florida. Enjoy on us.
Now, I was calling to tell you that I can tell you how to say that in Spanish.
Ah, beautiful.
Oh, good. Very good.
Go ahead.
If you say it in different ways. If you're going to say it to a Puerto Rican, you want to say...
And remember, you know, I think that we can't use, like, the real nasty, too.
Right. You're going to have to do the same Puck the Fumpkin thing that we do in English.
It's not as...
dirty?
It's not a nasty word. It's okay. Basically...
Okay.
It's not as dirty.
Bajen a la emisora si quieren metérselo a una calabaza.
Got it.
All right.
And basically translated is the word is used, put it in a pumpkin.
Put it in the pumpkin. And now if you were speaking with someone not from the island of Puerto Rico, you were speaking to somebody from, say, Spain.
Sí.
Let's say to a Mexican.
Yeah. Oh, now a Mexican. Okay, all right.
Bajen para que chinguen a una calabaza.
All right, and now would there be a third version?
Then it gets a little nastier.
I know. Okay. Hold on, tell me something. I got something here on the instant feedback at WNAW.com from Juan in Jersey. Amigos, amigues, vengan a probar a hacer el amor con una calabaza.
Oh,
habrá premios de 100, 200. When it says Y, what is it?
E.
E.
That means N.
El Ganator, 1,000 pagrantan por el show de Don and Mike. Gracias. Did you understand any of that?
Actually, I understood it all.
Really? What did I just say?
Roughly translated as come down and make love to a pumpkin, and you'll win prizes, $100 to $200, and the grand prize is $1,000.
Uh-huh. Beautiful. Amigos, amigas, vengan a probar a hacer el amor con una calabaza. Abra premios de 100, 200, el ganator, 1,000 pregeden for el show de Don and Mike.
Bueno.
Gracias.
Muchas gracias.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hold on a second. We got someone else who wants in. Oh, Mike, this could be our first legit female contestant.
Very good.
Hello, Kai.
Hi.
Honey, you want in?
Huh?
You want to participate in our pumpkin game? You do.
Oh, no. It's almost time, kids.
How old are you?
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
Do I have to say that over here?
No, not at all. But, I mean, if you'd like to, we'd like to. Are you 35, 45, 55?
Oh, my God.
15, 16? How old are you?
Over 25.
Over 25. Yes. Honey, all you got to do is we have some pumpkins that have very big stems on them. And you will sit on the stem.
Oh, okay.
Well, you've been listening, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you understand that
the way... bananas, yeah.
Yeah, like bananas.
Like bananas,
exactly.
Right. Absolutely.
Sure.
So are you in, Kai?
Yes, I am.
What do you do, Kai?
What do I do?
Yeah, for a living.
Bananas.
I'm a counselor.
You're a counselor. Oh, very good.
Counselor.
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 I am in him, and he in me.
Come out, wherever you are.
Therapy.
What kind of
therapy? You guys need therapy.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Tell me something we don't know.
Hey, Kai, so you want to do this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, hold on a second. Honey, who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Kai, why is this so different?
Whitney
Houston, very good.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say she's one hell of a therapist based on the conversations we had. She's one hell of a mental health professional.
You leave her office and you hear the gunshot in the hallway.
Hold on, please, Kai.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I don't care if she's nutty as a fruitcake. She's the first girl to sign up.
Absolutely.
Hello, Joey.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Here's Joey from Queens. He wants in the contest.
Joey!
Is there an age limit?
How old are you, Joey?
19.
I think you got to be 21.
Sorry, Joey.
No, you got to be kidding me. No.
All right, Joey. Go get a fake ID and call us back.
No problem. 21.
All right. Bye-bye. Who's this? Swill?
Swill.
Hello.
Swill, that's what it says. Swill from New Jersey.
Swill, I think I've seen you on a couple of weekends.
Hey, Swill, do you want in the contest?
Yeah, sure.
Why do they call you Swill?
Because I drink so much.
Attaboy.
Okay, good man. All right, Swill, you're from Jersey. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, great.
Hold on. Lisa and Johnny will give you some information. Lisa, you keep track of how many guys we got signed up? Because there's going to be 15. It would be the most that we can have.
And after this, it'll be called Swill the Pumpkin. Oh, I almost did it. Swill the Pumpkin Pucker.
You almost said it.
I almost did it.
Sean in New Jersey. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
You want in?
Yeah, I want to pleasure a pumpkin.
Yeah, see, listen, of course, there's never a shortage of guys that want to have sex with vegetables.
Yeah, and they can't scream or anything, but I think you'll be able to know that the pumpkin is satisfied.
Yeah. Oh, every pumpkin will be happy.
Absolutely. Yeah, it turns
it'll be
pink.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, like the dolphin. You got to rub the pumpkin's belly.
You got to really worry, though, if it wraps its stem around you.
It's prehensile stem.
Where are you from, Sean?
New Jersey.
Beautiful. We'll see you tomorrow. Hold on a second. Lisa or Johnny will get your information. And here comes Lisa now. I bet she has a total of how many guys we got signed up so far. Is she coming in here? No? I guess she's going somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's looking for the prehensile stem.
It says, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
This is still Alfredo. I'm on hold.
Oh, hold on, Alfredo.
Hey, listen.
Hold on, Alfredo. Hey, Lisa, how many we got so far?
We have 10 guys and 2 girls signed up, so we have a little bit of room left.
10 guys and 2 girls.
Oh, fantastic.
That's pretty good. We got 30 pumpkins tomorrow.
Very good.
God damn, it's going to be a crazy show. Let me just see if I can call the radio station, WJFK, to find out what the F is going on. With the phones. How come the national lines aren't
Let me take
working?
This opportunity to say hi to Joe Ardinger.
I'm sorry. The number you have reached, area code 212.
Yeah, hold on a second. Well, I dialed the wrong number. Wait a minute, hold on.
That's incorrect.
9-7.
Oh.
Do I have to dial one first?
On the VIP line you do.
What's the matter with the phones? You're out of order. The whole trial's out of order.
Oh, you know, we got to get a great, great Pacino drop. I was watching the movie Heat again this weekend.
Right. Oh, that's where he's really full of himself.
And there's the scene where he's talking to, who's the guy who was married to Helen Hunt for a while? Hank Azaria?
Hank Azaria, right.
Okay, because they're trying to...
Hank Azaria!
They're trying to get... Hank Azaria is banging Val Kilmer's wife.
All the time!
In the movie Heat. And there's a scene when he says, because you love her ass! You love the ass!
Why? Because you love her ass! That's right, Hank Azaria!
Anybody who's got the movie Heat, I'll give you a prize if you can call us up right now and play that snippet with Al Pacino yelling at Hank Azaria.
Is it true? Yes. Do we go with it? No.
You love the ass.
Ah, the ass.
You love that. And then he says something.
Come on.
He says something I bet they're going to dump out if anybody has the tape. Where he says, you love... And it's Pacino just being his absolute nuttiest.
Who doesn't love the ass?
Are you not able to dial out either, Rob?
Working on it. I should have it in a moment.
I tell you, there's some problems, boys. Problems with these phones.
Anybody that's got the movie Heat, the scene where Al Pacino is screaming at Hank Azaria when he's in Las Vegas?
They're all out of order.
God damn, that would make a great drop for this show.
Colette?
Ah.
Oh, God, there we go. We got through to WJF. Hello, Colette.
Thank you, Robbie. Hello, hey, Colette. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Mike Friedman, chief engineer, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
God damn, that would make a great drop for this show.
Here we go. Let's find out how come the regular national line is not working. And we're cut off from 99% of the free world.
Friedman residents, Mike speaking. Mike's not here. He's dead. I've killed him.
He's buried in line.
He's in the truck. He's in my Jeep.
You've reached the voicemail system of Mike Friedman at WJFK. I'm sorry I cannot take your call at this time, but if you would please leave a name, a number, and a brief message, I'll be certain to return the call. Thank you.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
You love the ass! Hey, Mike Friedman, we know you love the ass! You love the ass! There's nothing you like, pal. You love the ass. We know you love the ass.
You love the ass!
There's nothing quite like the ass, Friedman.
Mike, what's the deal with 877-365-3636?
They're all out of order! Come on!
It's dead. The phones are dead.
They're all out of order, Mike. We're coming down to see you. I don't mind telling you, but we're not going to remember it unless you say, you love the ass.
Listen, get the phones fixed, please. Call us back and let us know what's happening. Tomorrow night, Don and my Gutterballs, our world-famous bowling team.
As we attempt to go 0-3.
We will be taking on the Job Squad. Mm-hmm. That's tomorrow night at the Jersey Lanes in Linden, New Jersey. Jersey Lanes located at 30 Park Avenue. Come on out and watch us. We just suck ass.
We do indeed.
Hello, Violet.
Hi.
Hi, Violet. You're on the air. Dynamite Show.
Hi, guys. I love you guys. You guys are great. Fantastic.
Oh, thank you, honey.
I have an idea. How about if you guys don't just have a contest so we could be somebody could be a gutter ball for a day?
Oh, listen, Violet, why don't you just come down and do the... Mike, you know, she's do the pumpkin thing. She sounds like Rosie Perez, though, doesn't she?
Come on down. We do a gutter ball for a day.
Come down.
Hey, Violet, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Can you come down and sit on the pumpkin, please?
I'll see you. Yes, I will.
Oh, Violet, I got to give you a props. Come on, Violet.
Okay. All right, Violet, listen, I tell you what, Violet, you come down.
Violet Big.
You come down and...
From Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
You come down. You participate in the contest. We'll give you a special seat tomorrow night on our bowling team.
All right.
All right. Hold on, honey.
Thank you, Violet.
Thanks.
Hold on.
So long.
Although that's not as funny as do your thing whenever there's a baseball player on ESPN.
That is the thing. We come down to play this. We had the thing with good, and we have to interview me after the game.
Roberto Alomar, can you tell me? You were struck out 5 times by Randy Johnson. What happened?
We try to swing the ball, and either it drops over on the right side or right field. So we come real hard around the first base, and you try to win. So we come back, hopefully, and try to do a two-way game next time.
Virtually every baseball player on ESPN now.
I'm really happy. We try to hard to do the game. So if they want to come into our house, play us, we play hard, and we will go with a chance to... We do, so we fight hard.
Me and Michael, we do is we sit in the office, we watch Sports Center, and we just turn down the sound. And for every player who comes on, Randy does the voice.
Randy Johnson is a good player. He throws the ball hard. We try to, don't strike out tonight. So they play hard. We play a little blue. We win the game. That's the way to do it. If you play again, you get another chance. So come back and win.
Hold on, I got to get with the Heat clip on the line already. Hey, James, you got that clip?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it. Roll it.
Ready?
Okay, yeah,
here we go.
Love this movie.
I'm going to get mixed up with that bitch.
Because she got a great ass. And you got your head all the way up it.
You say that?
I swear, I ran all the way in from the car. When you said this, I was like, oh, man, I have it.
James, play that again. Back that up. I mean,
one more time?
And that's a great scene because Pacino's going out of his mind screaming.
He's out of his mind for all of Heat. I mean, it's like turbo Pacino.
Let's hear that again.
All right, let's cue it up and ready to go. Hold on.
Beautiful. Love this.
I'm going to get mixed up with that bitch.
She got a great ass. And you got your head all the way up it.
Oh, James, hold on. I can give you a prize.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Hold on. I'll give you a the Boogeyman DVD.
All right.
Okay? One of the scariest movies of all times. Boogeyman on sale now in stores everywhere. Hold on a second.
That's great. Thanks a lot.
That's great. She got a great ass.
She's got a great ass.
Head is way up it.
Way up it. Way up so far, you can't even look back.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? This is Tony from Long Island.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
I want to join your pumpkin contest.
You want to be in the pumpkin contest?
Definitely.
Tomorrow, too? You want to be another one of the pumpkin puckers?
You want to know why?
Yes.
Do you want to know why Tony wants to be in the contest?
Why?
Because he's got a great ass.
Definitely, I want to do this pumpkin thing.
Okay, Tony, you're in. Hold on a second. We'll get your information.
You're in.
You got to be. You got to be down here tomorrow, right at the beginning.
Slow
of the
down,
show.
Tony. Come on, take the load. Take a load off.
And you know, I've seen the movie Heat. Maybe because you know me, I'm like a mental patient. If there's a movie I like, I will watch the same movie 1,000 times.
Sitting on your ass.
I've seen Heat really conservatively, maybe 50 or 60 times.
Wow. That letter gets hot.
And it wasn't until I was watching it this weekend that I realized that's a great thing that we should isolate as a drop.
Oh, absolutely.
Every time I've seen Pacino say it, it just goes by.
Right.
But for some reason, it jumped out at me this weekend.
Thank you.
She's got a great ass.
And you're up it. I don't know if you can say that or not.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Good. This is Eddie the Tongue. Remember me from the contest before?
Eddie the Tongue.
Tongue, the guy I swallowed my tongue that time.
Oh, yeah, right. Hi, Eddie.
Now we know.
Hey, guys.
Sure, we're doing great, Eddie.
I'd like to be a part of your contest.
Now, Eddie, where are you calling from? Oh, are you the guy that drove all the way to D.C. from, drove to D.C. from New York?
That's correct. From border Pennsylvania and Jersey, correct.
Eddie, I got you.
Eddie, you want a puck of pumpkin, right?
Yeah, any excuse to crack a nut, I'm there.
You love the ass!
There's nothing like it. Nothing like taking that squash.
All right, hold on. Hold on, you're in, Eddie. Now, Lisa, is that enough, guys? I mean, are we done with the guys yet? Hello, Don and Mike show. This might be it.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Take a look. My junk's orange.
Hello. Hello there.
Hello?
Don and Mike, hi.
Yes, I'd like to be in the contest.
Okay, I think we have room. What's your name?
My name is Dave Scally.
Where are you from?
I'm from Morristown, New Jersey, from Morristown, New Jersey.
All right. Listen, you're going to be, Johnny just wrote me a note on the screen. You're the last guy. Right. Congratulations. You're the last guy to make it in.
I'm not, I might not definitely be there.
All right, you're out. Okay,
goodbye.
Good
day to you.
All right, good day to you, sir. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
For God's sakes, don't mollycoddle.
Hello, who's this?
This is Rich.
Hey, Rich.
Yeah, I was going to say that there's another great scene in Heat.
Which
Pacino,
one?
He's sitting there at the table and he goes, give me all you got! Give me all you got! Give me all you got! All right, thanks, guys.
Come on!
Yeah, right.
Bring it on!
That movie, Heat, that's one. And you know what's great about Heat is that it's like 3 friggin' hours long.
It's long.
I mean, it's a great long. Most movies that are long, they bore the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Heat, I watch it every time, all the way through.
Sitting down. Sitting on your ass.
Because she's got a great ass.
Great length.
She's got a great ass. And you ought to be up there.
Come on. Bring it on. Bring on the ass.
Bring it on. All right, well, that's it. We're going to close off the competition now for the fellas. We have more than enough guys for the pumpkin punking contest.
And we got Violet and a couple other chicks, right?
And Lisa, can you give me a quick... How many girls we got? How many we got? 3? Oh, that means we got room for 12 more girls.
Wow. 12 more girls.
12 more girls, Mike.
That's good. They're going to play. We have another game tomorrow.
Phone number is 877-692-1027. I apologize to you guys outside the New York Metro who can't get through. We are working on it right now.
Good.
We need 12 more senoritas for tomorrow's game.
Yeah,
so give us a call. We'll probably be prudent to do a break here, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And we got more show coming right up. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't park my car, get my bags.
You put on some weight, will you? Hey, Wang, what's with the pictures? It's a parking lot. Come on, will you? I think this place is restricted, Wang, so don't tell me you're Jewish. Okay, fine. Hey, kid, I'm Al Chervik. I'm playing with Drew Scott today. This is my guest, Mr. Wang. No offense. Oh, I can maybe have a half dozen of those Vulcan D-10s and set my friend up here with the whole schmear. You know, clubs, bags, shoes, gloves, shirt, pants. Hey, orange balls. I'll have a box of those. Give me a box of those naked lady tees and give me two of those. Give me six of those. Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636.
Not today.
That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah. No, not today. That phone's busted today. Nice to know they're all over that, too. Oh, sorry, Mike. Hi, there you go. The phone number is 877-692-1027.
If you don't get wood, we don't get paid. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. That's the only phone that's working today is 877-692-1027. Here is
Spirit in the Sky.
Debbie. Hey, Debbie.
Hello there.
Hi, you're on the air.
You remember me?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi.
I had to actually pull over an 80 before I went out of range again because I didn't want to be, like, the most annoying person in the world again.
Too late.
Now, you're trying to dial it down, and it's still not working.
Too late. You're still the winner. What can we do for you, Deb?
All right. What's the deal? I have several questions. Number one.
Oh.
I'm driving, before I pulled over, I was driving behind a truck with a Wow Opie and Anthony bumper sticker.
Yeah?
Do you guys have bumper stickers?
Yeah, no. We're actually wearing them right now.
Can you send me a bumper sticker to stick on my car?
Ours say mom on them.
Right.
Well, can you send me one?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm a mom. I can use one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. She's a mom.
Okay, listen, what else can we do for you, Debbie?
What's the deal with the pumpkin thing?
What do you mean, what's the deal?
What's going on? When is it?
Oh, Debbie, it's tomorrow. You don't want to participate in that, I don't think.
I don't, huh?
No, I don't think so.
It's for just vile people?
Let's just leave it like that, Debbie.
Vile, disgusting people.
Vile, disgusting people. Now, not good, wholesome, all-American, straight arrow types like you, Deb.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to, though?
What's the deal with the movie Heat that you were talking about?
Excuse me, Debbie. Debbie.
Deb, hey, Deb.
Before you soar past this current subject, I'd like to ask you, are you interested in participating?
I don't know. If I have to do anything vile, I would have to say no.
It's having sex with a pumpkin. Gross.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, no. Who would do that?
Well, lots of guys and girls have signed up already.
And does Frida have a problem with you guys watching these people have sex with pumpkins?
Do you have to bring the F word into this? Just keep my wife out of this, okay?
No, I'm just saying.
She busts my balls enough. You know,
I'm just saying, if I was your wife, I think I'd have to bust your balls, too.
How many times a day do you say, I'm just saying?
And I think if I was your husband, I would have to have shot myself about 5 years ago.
Oh, come on, no way.
Yeah, no way.
No way.
How long have you been married?
10 years.
I would have shot myself 10 years ago.
Come on, no, 10 years and we have a 4-year-old little girl.
How long has your husband been in Bellevue?
He's actually in Greystone, and he's been there about 8 years.
All right, Deb, listen, just keep listening and enjoying, okay?
All right, all I'm going to say,
what?
You guys are talking about Heat, like the best movie in the world.
I'm just saying.
Can I just give my opinion on the greatest movie ever made?
Deb's got a great ass!
Oh, I bet she doesn't.
Gladiator, I have a great ass, okay? I'm 5'7", I'm 140, I'm trim, long hair. I'm a hot mama.
Yeah, I bet.
5'7 and 140?
5'7, 140. Honey, that's about the size of my left leg. I mean, please, let's take a look at this thing. God damn. 5'7, 140?
Can I ask you a question?
I also had a child.
Deb, can I ask you a question?
Sure you can.
How's your ass?
My ass is very nice. In fact, my husband says my ass is my best attribute.
She's got a great ass.
Great ass.
Deb's got a great ass on the New Jersey Turnpike.
She wouldn't show it to us, though, because she thinks it's vile.
All right, goodbye, Deb.
Can you guys send me a bumper sticker?
Yes.
We'll send you our mom bumper sticker.
Yes, goodbye, Deb. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Yeah, I'd like to bang a pumpkin.
I think...
I got through without being screened.
We're full up?
It's sold out.
Sorry. You already filled up.
Yeah, the patch is full.
We got plenty of guys. We just need girls. Get your sister to come down.
I don't have a sister. Hey, how was that game last night, Don?
Oh, listen, I got to tell you. Really?
It's not the nicest stadium in the world, but I hope they never move. It's fantastic.
You know what? I have never been to Yankee Stadium before, and you know I'm not even really a baseball fan. I used to be.
You're a football guy.
Yeah, and I used to be a baseball fan until the asswipes went on strike and they lost me. But really, not to climb up the head of the ass of the late Babe Ruth, but what a friggin' stadium that is!
Mm-hmm. It is great.
Now, let me just say. I wouldn't want to live in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. No, I get a little nervous myself even parking my car for a mere 32 shekels.
But when you walk in that place, I mean, all the jive BS that they tell you about, all the great stuff that's happened.
Oh, the history, it's incredible.
I got to tell you one thing. True. You were down. I actually saw you through the binoculars down there.
I was on the first baseline.
I saw you. You know who was near you guys? Well, not right next to you, but Steve Martin was pretty close to you guys.
Are you kidding me?
No, he was wearing a red hat. He was pretty close to you guys.
Now, see, I didn't even know Steve Martin was there.
Yeah, he was there.
He was a baseball fan.
He kept changing hats, though. I guess he thought people were after him. I just want to let you know, I sit up in a tier box. I have season tickets in. And the floor, literally, I would have to say moves 3 to 4 inches up and down when it gets...
Yeah.
When it gets going, it's pretty amazing.
That's what I was telling Rob Bay today. I know I said it before, but at RFK, where the Redskins used to play, the stadium would shake.
Yeah, they rocked. The stadium would literally rock.
The same thing. Hey, listen, thank you for the call.
Hey, no problem, guys. You're doing a great job.
You should have told me Steve Martin was there. I love Steve Martin.
I talked to him. I asked him if he wanted to do the pumpkin thing.
Get out of here. Please. I saw nobody famous at the game.
You didn't see Billy Crystal?
I didn't. Was he there, too?
I don't know.
No, I only saw Rudy, you know, on the Jumbotron.
He has such a good time. You know, you can tell when you're looking at him at those games that he really, for that moment, he is completely away from all the other crap. He really totally gets into the game. I love that.
So the people at the record company, they sent a car to pick me up, and I got to the stadium at about 9:05, and by the time I got in and found my seat, it was right as Bernie Williams hit the home run in the third inning, and the place goes crazy, and I am surrounded by, and I got to be careful what I say because these are the guys who took me to the game.
Right.
But I'm surrounded by...
Did it look like a scene from Goodfellas?
I'm surrounded by these slimy record guys. You know,
why are you?
These guys, they all work for the record company. And during the game, their cell phones are all going off.
Right.
And, like, they go, oh, that's great. That's great. And then they would put the phone, they go, KUPD in Phoenix has just added the new Green Day record. That's 87 ads in one day. You know, it's like, okay. So they got this going back and forth. They also, not only do they have these great seats on the first baseline, they had a box.
Wow.
So we would get to go between our great seats on the first baseline, up to the box.
Where they had food and drink and everything?
Yeah, where they had food. It was like a deli platter.
Deli tray. Deli
and,
counter.
So we get done. Now, I was going to go out and buy you guys stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I went out. What a ripoff. I mean, like I said, the hat was $35. The jersey that I wanted to buy, $275.
Wow.
$275.
I think I dialed in on that one a little bit.
Yeah. So I figured if you guys really want something, go to Modell's and buy it yourself today. Or, you know,
thank you.
Besides.
Yeah,
well, you didn't really want anything, really, did
you?
I didn't.
I don't know about that. I don't speak for my compatriots here. You know, I didn't. You know. But I mean, I really sensed an amazing amount of disappointment on the part of Rob and Buzz. And
well, Lisa, really. Lisa, who wanted me to buy her one of those little belly shirts.
Yeah.
No, sorry, Lisa. Couldn't do it. The line was too long, and I felt like...
Well, after the price of the tickets, I mean, you gotta draw the line somewhere.
Oh, I didn't pay anything for the second one. The ticket was free.
So, was it really $275 for a jersey?
Yeah.
Wow.
For a jersey with the sewed-on stuff, with the patches and everything, with the World Series or whatever it is, the division champion patches, whatever it was. So, we get done with the game, and I mean, and they got. I don't know if they showed it on TV when they come out after they were doing the trophy presentation. I mean, everybody's going crazy, and
so nice they do that. You know, I guess about 10 years ago they gave up on the ceremony inside the clubhouse, and they do that on the field for the fans, which I think is terrific. Yeah.
We're sitting there at one point. We're sitting on the first baseline, me and all these record guys, and there's this
moron who is standing like 3 feet behind me, and he's banging on this pot. It's just like something out of your kitchen.
Right.
And it's just, and it was in between innings, and the guy's like this. I turn around, and everybody around me is like got these big, gigantic, ass-eating grins.
Yeah.
Like, this is the greatest thing they've seen in their life, right? And I'm turn around, and I said to Rick, the guy, I said, what the F is this? And he says, this guy's great.
Right.
You got to love this guy. So I don't know who this is, right? I come into work today.
Mm-hmm.
And now I watch Letterman all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen this guy? John tells me that he's like on Letterman all the time.
Well, his name, he's got a name. Well, Johnny knows.
John, what's his name?
His name is Freddy.
Freddy.
Yankee Freddy or something like that? What's his name, Johnny?
I watch Letterman all the time. I never seen him on Letterman.
His name is Freddy, and he goes by Freddy Says because he has this yellow sign that he makes an original sign every game.
Freddy Says.
Freddy Says.
About the opposition usually?
Right, and then he has a sign that he says, like, Freddie says, Yankees are the greatest of all time.
Right.
And then he comes around with the pan with the shamrock on it.
Is Freddie a little challenged?
He's a little old. Mm-hmm. That's what he is.
What's up with his eye?
He's got one eye. He's like
right.
80.
That's the guy.
82.
That's the guy.
Freddie Says.
And that's why everybody around me was...
Freddie Says, don't be mad at me, Don.
The people around me are loving this. And I couldn't figure it out. I'm looking at the guy like, what is it? Like a mental patient. I come in today and I said to John, I said, I don't know where you sat in the stadium, but there was this guy banging on this pot, like screaming his head off. And John said, that's like the most famous Yankee fan ever. He's on Letterman all the time.
Freddie Says.
Yeah, around now, he usually gets online for the playoffs at like 2 in the morning. Because I think the Yankees hook him up now, but he used to be on Letterman all the time for the playoffs. The
Freddie
first time
says.
I didn't know that. Oh, he drove me crazy with the banging of the stuff.
People fight over the spoon. They want to hit the
Are you
pin.
Kidding me?
Yes, they reach over people
all right.
For it.
Okay, well, I'm glad I didn't say anything to the guy. And all of the guys that I was with, they were loving it too. As a matter of fact, the whole section that I was sitting in was loving it.
Were they reaching for the spoon?
Oh, no, but they were loving him. They applauded when he got up to go to the next section. They all stand up and they give him one of these.
Freddie Says.
They go nuts. So, John, I guess your seats weren't as good as mine. Huh?
Mine were 5 rows from the roof.
5 rows from the roof?
Your regular seat, right?
No, actually, my regular seats are behind home plate, a little bit farther down, but in the upper deck. But they take guys like me. And they give those seats to people because they have such a great view, and they put me all over the place for all the playoffs.
Yeah.
I was in the last row for the last series.
Wow.
That's
a fan, ladies and
row
gentlemen.
Row X.
Hey, and I found this out about Yankee Stadium. Very reasonable prices. I thought that perhaps the Redskins had the most reasonable fan-friendly prices in the world.
Right.
$8.50. How much is a beer there?
$6.25.
$6.25 for a beer.
That's if you want domestic. If you want to go imported, you want Beck's at $6.50.
Yeah,
$6.50.
So we get done with the game, which is great. And they said to me, "Listen, we're never going to get out of this place. Let's go to the Stadium Club." Right. I said, "What's a Stadium Club?" They said, "Ah, you're going to love this. We're going to go up here, and it's like doing party afterwards. Wait for the traffic to clear out, and we get up there. And I'm sitting at the bar with these guys from the record company, and I say, "Well, I'd like a martini, please." And they bring me roughly the size of a NyQuil, you know, the cup on top of a NyQuil
right,
thing.
Right.
They bring me like that, and I said, "What?" And the guy says, "There's your martini." I said, "Here's what I want you to do. Take about 4 of those."
Right.
And put 4 of them into a glass.
Real glass.
Yeah, and then the bill comes. Jesus Christ, I'm glad I wasn't paying. The martinis were incredibly expensive at the stadium, like $18 each.
Wow. $18.
Oh, $18. How much is a hamburger in the stadium club?
In the stadium club, about $14.
$14 for a hamburger.
Whoa.
Right.
Fair.
But I was there with all the happening people.
Very cool.
And Steinbrenner came in.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, no, I didn't speak to him. That's one thing they said to me. Don't, you know, please, whatever you do, don't run up to the guy and make a dick out of yourself.
Don't speak to him.
Right, but he came in and he was nice and said hello to a bunch of people, and then he left.
He's the man.
So it was a great time last night. I really liked it. I really did.
Yankees!
Really had a great time. People could not have been nicer. Thank you again.
You don't get a lot of people aren't going to get a chance to see that. That's terrific.
The people at Arista Records.
Here they go again.
It wasn't until we got into the car that they started the goddamn sell job on me.
Listen, I know you don't play records, but play some of these. Yeah. Will you? Just give it a chance. If you expose it on your show,
that's the sell job I got. On the way back, they gave me like this stack of like 8 CDs.
I hope you enjoyed. You enjoyed your free tickets and your drink.
They give me a stack of CDs. They go, just listen, no pressure. You know, right. We loved you. You're a friend. You're simply a friend. But listen, we love your opinion on these records.
We gave you these tickets because we like you, and you got a great ass.
And Johnny, what's the deal with the anthrax?
Well, since you had a great experience, you got a ride, you got CDs, you went to the stadium club. Now here's the opposite extreme of a night at the stadium.
Okay,
there was an anthrax scare on the D train last night.
Right. Oh boy,
which they didn't tell us.
Hold on, I got that here. Right, okay.
Which they didn't tell us, who were actually on the subway on the way to the game. They dropped us off 15 blocks from the stadium on the opposite side of the river, and we walked.
Oh, oh my God. Damn. Wow.
From 155th Street to 161st and
God damn.
Wow. Over two bridges, one bridge that had 6 feet of the fence missing.
Oh, my God.
With no barrier. So there's a group of 500 people walking over a bridge of a footway that's 5 feet wide with no protection hanging over the river.
And enough people where, you know, you could easily get, like, elbowed over
exactly.
into the water. Right. So this was because of the anthrax scare on the train. Jesus Christ.
Unbelievable. What was the deal with that, Buzz? Anything happened with that?
Turned out to be baby powder.
It was baby nothing. Powder, there but you listen, go. You'd be glad to know this. I got tons of stories like this. That a Riverhead out over in Long Island, they caught an anthrax hoaxer. 20-year-old Frank Grisano.
Fry him.
He worked at the Calvin Klein store at the Tanger Outlet Mall. He called him at 4 o'clock Sunday to say somebody came in and threw white powder on the clothes. They evacuated the store. They closed it. They sent the hazmat team in. Found out this guy was the guy that did it. He was responsible.
I mean, unbelievable.
He was arrested last night. Mike, you'll be glad to know that two disgruntled employees of a Manhattan carpet company face a possible life sentence in prison after being charged yesterday with making a fake anthrax threat because one of the workers wanted to scare her boss.
That's a new law in the books, right? I mean, they passed that one quickly, that new, making a false anthrax.
Evelyn Taylor admitted to writing a threatening note. And the other, the other guy left it on the third floor of the ABC Carpet and Home store on Broadway. The note read, "Anthrax is here," with a picture of Bin Laden. It was found Saturday morning, panicked evacuation. They could get life in jail.
Amazing.
A Brooklyn woman was released on $50,000 bond yesterday after being arrested for sending a threatening letter to the stock exchange. Teresa Giuliano wrote this letter. "Beware of terrorist acts within the next few days. The New York stock market will burn. We got an inside job, people helping us. It pays to be an American. United we stand, united you fall." Signed, Bin Laden of Islam.
Wow.
They traced letter.
They come to the surface, don't they, when this happens?
They traced the letter to this broad's telephone, and on Saturday, the FBI executed a search warrant. Found the fax machine where she sent the letter from.
Unbelievable.
She was there. She admitted that she did it. Let me see. And three members of the Guardian Angels had been fired for stealing from the site of the World Trade disaster.
Oh, man.
Two members of the Guardian Angels were caught stealing work clothes and equipment while they were volunteering. They occurred the week after the September 11th attack when Guardian Angels were stationed at a high school near the World Trade Center.
Amazing, but
Jesus Christ. Only in America. But at least they're starting to catch the people that are sending out.
Yeah,
they're
taking it seriously.
The fake anthrax stuff.
It will not wash.
Jesus Christ. How about all of those, though? Dope who's working at the Calvin Klein store.
Yeah, and he sprays the powder himself.
At the mall, and then calls the cops.
Amazing. Just wanted the day off.
Jesus, what an idiot. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
How you doing? You sound different on the phone. You sound like a young guy.
Thank you.
You know, very young, on the radio, you sound a little raspy.
A little raspy.
You sound young and vibrant.
Thank you, sir.
All right, good. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. How are you?
It's good to get through today. Only New York is like, it's like our own show again.
Yeah, everybody in all the other cities.
Everybody's pissed
off today. But
well, I wanted to ask you, when you went to the Yankee game, did you get a chance to go to Monument Park?
Oh, no, but I saw him, of course. I mean,
oh, man, it's nice there.
I saw him, but it's very
good. Memories. If you were a baseball fan back then,
yeah,
telling you. And up there in the clubhouse where you went,
yeah,
It's expensive, but it's really an elite group goes up there. A handful of people.
Thank you. Thank you. That's right. Yeah. Only the most...
No, I'm serious.
Thank you. No, thank you. You're right. It's very elite, the people who were invited
up there. Did you see any other
Nobody
luminaries?
Gets to go up there.
No, I saw
There's
no one.
There's even a commercial about it.
I saw no one, but thank you. Yes, you're right. Only the most elite. Only...
All right. Keep me on, you know, home. I mean, on, you know, the good...
I would never take you with me, please.
It's where the elite meet to smell each other's feet.
There used to be another...
The elite meet to eat.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, listen, if you're up there in the elite seats, why can't you bring back your buddy a jersey?
It's where the elite meet to suckle Steinbrenner's teeth.
Yeah. I mean, why didn't you bring Mike a jersey? Hi, Mike.
Because it costs $275.
Yeah, but so those green label khakis, you should have traded them.
Oh, you know, you guys, you will not stop with the band. Although, I'll tell you something. What did I say to Rob today when we were having breakfast? I said to Rob, look at the pants I'm wearing today.
Beautiful.
You know, I got these pants from Eddie Bauer.
Thank you. Okay. Very good.
You know how much these pants cost me? $39.
I pointed my designer t-shirt right here, the one that I'm wearing today.
Yeah.
My long sleeve, beautiful designer t-shirt. Ask me how much I paid for it.
How much?
No, guess how much I paid for it.
$14.
No.
Can I guess?
Yes.
$9.50 at Ames.
No. Buzz. You're close, Rob. You're the closest. You're dangerously close.
Flirting with it.
I'll say $20.
$9.99.
Wow.
At the greatest store in the world.
Target.
Where the quality on a daily basis improves.
Target
is now selling stuff that is really you know, they've got a fine collection of leather jackets now.
You're going to wash that shirt and you're just going to get back one string.
Do you know the Cherokee t-shirts that I buy from Target are the only ones that really hold up? They're the ones that last the longest and they're the ones that I wear again and again and again.
You buy one Eddie Bauer t-shirt and you'll never go back.
But I said to Rob today, I said, look at these pants. I bought these pants myself at Eddie Bauer for $39. Can you tell the difference between these and the pants that my wife made me buy that cost $250?
I can always recognize a Bauer. Bauer pair of pants.
And no hemming. They're already cut to your
length.
Right. They're perfect.
38-30. They fit me perfect, like a glove.
They'll last you through December.
Oh, right, and that shirt's going to be like...
That shirt will be with me for the next 15 years.
Your Target shirt?
Absolutely.
Perhaps. Please.
And you know, at that price, you can constantly wear new clothing. You just budget for it.
All right. Hey, thank
you. I love you guys. Take care, man.
Thanks for the call, my friend. Thanks. We got a break?
Got to.
Okay, we got... Listen, I'm being told we got to.
Got to.
You got to. We got to break. I just want to say that we've got plenty of guys for the contest. Listen, kids. We need just girls now.
Oh, yeah.
Just girls.
Besides Violet.
How many we got, Lisa? Only 3 girls signed up thus far? Only 3? Oh, that means we got room for 12 more girls for tomorrow's big Puck the Fumpkin contest. Listen, kids.
It's almost... It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking.
Sticking.
Be in front of your TV sets.
For your kids over 21.
With a big giveaway at 9.
Or get yourself a good fake ID.
And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking.
It's almost time.
It's almost time.
Our phone number is 877-692-1027. We got plenty of guys. We got alternate guys. We're going to have 100 guys show up tomorrow for 15 pumpkins.
Right.
We've only got 3 girls to be pumpkin puckers. But a chance to win $1,000 and everybody gets cash. So we need... girls, hopefully we'll get more girls calling for the contest. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They're at it again.
Take it easy, honey. After all, we never see them.
It's almost worse this way, just hearing them.
Now, tone down 20% for your listening pleasure. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you. Listen, our national lines are down. Does anybody know what the deal is with that? Where are the pictures I was supposed to see? Two? Join me for American Top 40 this Sunday morning and every Sunday morning at 2.
Where are the national lines?
Gone.
Where'd they go?
Don't know. What happened is Sprint is supposed to be able to transfer the lines that arrive at JFK up here to NEW.
Yeah.
And you can do that remotely. And this morning, Sprint was not recognizing the name Mike Friedman or his passcode.
You guys didn't pay the phone bill.
Yeah, I know. Listen, all I know is that 877-365-3636 doesn't work. So you got to call us today at 877-692-1027. Apologize for the inconvenience.
Well, Mike Friedman will enjoy his message when he gets it, though.
Anyway, listen, hi, Mike. What can we do for you?
Yeah, listen, I heard about that anthrax scare on the D-Train last night with all that white powder, but I think it was just Al Strawberry. He dropped some of his cocaine on the way to the game.
Did I cut you off? I'm sorry. Go ahead. What?
When you saw Steinbrenner, did your wife say to you, not famous enough, when you told her that you didn't talk to her?
No, my wife wasn't here. That's why I had a good time last night.
last thing about the pumpkin. I'm hoping that you guys are going to carve the teeth out of the jack-o'-lantern, because all the guys know there's nothing worse than hurting yourself on some teeth.
That's true. Right, absolutely. The teeth. Yeah, no, the guys usually be cutting a hole out.
But if they want to carve it a special way, you know, each guy's going to have his own individual pumpkin so he can make it special for him, right?
Yeah, tomorrow for the pumpkin puckers, we need more girls. We got plenty of guys. We need more girls. Money that we're giving away on the show for this and other contests is courtesy of Simply Wireless. We want to thank them. SimplyWireless.com. Call 888-222-8484 to find out more about a Sprint PCS plant. I also forgot to mention last night one more great thing that I want to say about Yankee Stadium. Absolutely the drunkest fans I have ever seen.
Fantastic.
Anywhere. And I don't mean just having a good time drunk. I mean like almost comatose drunk.
Really? Well, that's the only way to really go if you have the time.
And and walking out of the stadium last night, two smells at one point that I'm very accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
At one point I was walking by and I smelled the definite odor of marijuana.
Yes.
And then as we walked down to the next level, I smelled urine.
Urine. Any vomit?
No.
Huh.
None that I could detect. That's but there, apparently there was one part in the stairwell there, in the round-to-round stairwells where guys, you know, smoke the ganja. And then there was...
Yeah, it's that special marijuana section at Yankee Stadium.
and then there's another one when you walk down a couple more rows there, a couple more levels down.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to smoke marijuana, the Yankees ask that you smoke it on Concourse C.
And then there's another part where I guess if guys just couldn't wait in the line for the bathroom, which was incredible. They would just take a leak,
right,
looking out over the parking lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Yankees remind you, if you're going to spew into this.
And then some guy said to me, if you really want to smell pot, go to a Mets game.
Really?
Wow. Apparently, at the Mets game, it's like, welcome to Marijuana Day at Shea Stadium.
Right. And a bunch of people sitting there going, amazing, amazing, amazing.
Hello, Ann.
Hey.
Hi, Ann.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Good. It took me like a half hour to find a number to reach you guys. The 692 number is still not working. Do you want me to give you the number that I got you at?
You mean 877-365-3636?
That didn't work either.
And did you call it 877-692-1027?
That didn't work either.
What did you call for?
I called 212-757-1027. I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Oh, but that's a long-distance call for you, then.
Right, but it's the only one that works. I don't mind calling long-distance.
Right, well,
that's very nice of you.
Thank you. I didn't want to give that out because I don't want people to have to pay for that call. Rob brought that to my attention a couple of hours ago. But yeah, I guess if vital you speak to us, I just hate to have you pay for a long-distance call.
Right.
You can call 212-757-1027.
Yeah.
That number will work from anywhere.
Yeah.
But you gotta pay.
Well, I have to apologize to the lady at WNEW and WJFK because I was harassing both of them for like 30 minutes. I'm like, it doesn't work. But anyway, I wanted to call about the pumpkin thing. I hear you guys need females.
Yes, honey.
I'm from Washington, D.C., but I'm flying tomorrow to New York just for the day with my roommates. Ooh. And they're my two gay roommates, and they wanted to do the contest as well.
Lesbians?
Look forward to having you here. They're my two guy roommates.
Your two guy roommates?
Yeah.
Well, we got plenty of guys.
I know, but they're coming with me, and they want to do it too.
Are you a lesbian?
No, I'm not.
No, you could be the only one that could enter, and we've got plenty of guys.
Okay, well, can they come up with me? It just kind of puts a damper on our kind of tourism.
They can come and sit like in the living room area.
Yeah, they can sit out in the lobby.
Okay.
All right, great. Hold on
a second.
Who is
the celebrity you most resemble?
Everyone said they look like Britney Spears, so I'm going to have to go with that one.
Britney Spears. Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
See you tomorrow. Hold on. Here is Chantel from Queens. She wants in, too. Hey, Chantel, baby.
Hi.
Hi, honey. You want in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
26. Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Ooh,
Vanity.
Vanity? Really?
Wow.
Okay.
Prince's old squeeze.
Baby, come sit on a pumpkin for us tomorrow.
Okay.
Be one of the pumpkin puckers.
All right.
Okay, hold on.
All righty then.
Hold on a second, okay. Chantel. Hold on. So that makes how many girls, Lisa? How many? That's five?
Five?
Well, you got room for 10 more.
Probably four. The lady that's coming up with her boyfriends has called us for, I believe, almost every naked participation game we've ever had.
You didn't believe her?
I know her voice.
She, oh, do you really?
She always calls. She always will. She'll have girlfriends or something. Now, if she shows up tomorrow, I'll do something horrible to myself, but I'm telling you.
What will you do if she shows up tomorrow?
I should do something. I'll cut my hair again.
You'll shave your head again?
No, I won't shave it, but I'll shave most of it off.
Stripes?
I'll go down to like the nubs again.
Yeah, what about stripes?
Stripes. No!
Hold on.
I just remember that.
Hold on, Lisa's got something.
Okay.
Because, you know, Mike was giving me the look while that lady was on the phone.
I was giving it to Rob primarily because Rob and I are kind of simpatico on that one.
What do you think Mike should do if he's wrong?
Well, I thought you were going to cut your hair anyway.
Yeah, I know, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, well, then that's nothing.
Well, what do you think? What do you think about that?
No, I was just trying to call you out on that one.
Do you think the lady's legitimate?
I can't say I haven't spoken to her.
Okay, it just seems to me that I
remember
give
you her information.
Well, let me go ask Johnny.
And the key is always the celebrity she most resembles, because it's always a Britney Spears or
something too good to be true.
Yeah, some supermodel like that. And there's always a story. Now she said her two boyfriends, but
roommates, right?
Well, Johnny said she left her name and phone number,
okay.
And she sounded legit, so we'll see.
All right, well, come down tomorrow, honey, because if you come down, Mike's going to have to do something.
Yeah, if she turns out to be legitimate,
yeah,
I'll walk back to my hotel and instead of taking a cab.
There you go.
I don't want to put my ass on the line for that because it's too speculative. It's not like the speculation of the Red Sox winning the World Series. But hey, congratulations to the New York Yankees for technically now officially making it to the World Series.
Let me see. Nikki, darling Nikki. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, honey.
How are you?
Oh, little Nikki. I think I'm king of the Nickies now. Is that Darling Nikki and Little Nikki, right?
Yes, I'm Little Nikki.
Nikki 6.
Nikki Zeering.
Oh, I'm still two ahead, though. Is there another Nikki?
Oh, Nikki.
But I'm
you're
the best
so
Nikki.
Fine.
if you're Japanese.
Right.
Oh, Nikki.
You're so fine. You blow my mind.
Hey, Nikki. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Or Dennis.
You want in on the contest?
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Nassau County, Long Island.
Beautiful. How old are you, Nikki?
18.
Celeb you think you most resemble?
Oh, she can't participate.
Actually, I get told all the time Penelope Cruz.
Oh, Penelope Cruz. Oh, you should have lied about your age, honey. You got to be 21.
Come on. Yeah. I'll be 19 in 3 weeks.
No, that's the rule. Listen, I got to just say this. You get a fake ID and I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, where do I got to go? I got one.
Hey, you got one? All right, hold on a second. No, you really got you got to be 21.
Yeah. You
got
to be 21.
They bust our balls about that. They really do.
Poor Nikki. She's one of my favorite listeners.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi, Johnny.
Yeah, Don.
Hey, John.
Yeah, you went to Yankee Stadium yesterday. You didn't go win a good old days in the 1980s. You know what happened in the Yankee Stadium?
What?
So much conception. It's sickening. People would go there. Prostitutes were hanging out. The good old days. Now it sucks.
Oh, you mean whores used to be at Yankee Stadium?
Wow. Yeah, they used to come across the street.
Besides some of the women I saw last night? You mean that they actually had... I mean, there were some women who were dressed like whores there last night.
Hey, but that makes the ball game special.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The good old days when you had the hookers, the whores all over the place. Now you got this heavenly place. It sucks.
Buy me some coitus and crackerjack.
I'm sorry, it's such a heavenly place now.
It used to be heavenly. You get free beer, and you would have the hookers who would hang out and go, hey, I'm sorry they lost, but
how about
a hummer?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is James from D.C. I also called the 212 number.
Wow. All right, listen, everybody, if you want to pay for the call from anywhere else, like from D.C. or Seattle or Portland or Las Vegas, call 212-757-1027 in New York. Call 877-692-1027. I apologize with our regular phone number. It's all effed up. What can we do for you?
Nothing, man. I just wanted to let you guys know I was watching Inside Edition down here this morning.
Yeah.
And you know about the O.J. road rage thing?
Right. Oh, my God. We got
the judge is Dennis Murphy.
Yes. Is that the judge?
You know?
Yes. Right. We have got to run tape on Court TV. Yeah.
Oh, okay, OJ.
Because I saw some of OJ on the Today Show today.
Uh-huh.
Great tape of belligerent OJ.
Oh, good, very good.
You know when OJ gets all pissed off like he's never done anything wrong?
Right.
This in court.
And this could really be payback time for OJ because I think they're really going to put him in jail.
They're trying.
All right, thank you, my friend.
No problem.
Somebody please run tape on Court TV today. That'll be almost as funny as the Al Pacino tape. You like the ass.
You love the ass, OJ.
OJ.
You love the ass.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
Don, it's Chris from the Bronx.
Hello, Chris.
I made a delivery. I'll make it as short as possible.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm from the New York area, but I had to help a friend of a friend, and we made a delivery to D.C., to the Capitol building. I haven't been since elementary school. I went on a field trip. What the hell is downtown D.C.? What happened? We got off of U.S. 50 to New York Avenue.
Right.
I thought it was 1976 in the burnt-out Bronx. Wow. We got lost on Florida Avenue?
Well, okay, listen, like
4
there's like
o'clock in the morning, Don.
Well, then you should have locked your doors.
Yeah. What?
I can tell you right now.
Now, hold on a second. I drive those streets going down to Union Station. I will tell you right now, I like my streets to have a commerce quality to them. And, you know, it's not just an intersection, it's a market.
I think I know the area this guy's speaking about.
I know
about,
exactly
and, but
what
I think even back,
about.
In the, back in the 70s, man, it wasn't like white picket fences down there.
Well, like I said, I'm from the Bronx. I'm from the Bronx. This used to be a rough mother effer way back when. But wow, is it Route 50 that becomes New
yes,
York Avenue?
Absolutely, that's
man,
it.
Man, I was shaking in my boots.
Heading into the district.
To me, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to be about to take a right turn on a Massachusetts Avenue from 2nd Street and be able to have an opportunity to buy a hairbrush.
You don't keep Bart and Frieda around there, right?
No, Bart doesn't have any of his weekend soccer games.
You know, really, if you're driving through D.C. as opposed to having to get out of your car, someone will come up to your window, you'll be able to buy a hairbrush, mm-hmm. Some flowers.
Donuts sometimes.
Well, sometimes
my
donuts.
I wanted to ask some guy in the corner for directions. I said, are you crazy? I'm not rolling this window down.
The ultimate I saw yesterday when we were coming up here, one guy was selling airbrushes, another guy was selling roses, and then the other guy was selling the club. You know, the club for your car to lock your car.
You're going
to
need this.
Hey, but listen, I would just tell you this, that yes, there are parts of D.C. that are scary, but know this, that there are people who come to New York and say the same thing about parts New York. So, I mean, yeah, there's bad parts of every city.
I know you guys are busy. I'm going to let you go. I just want to say one last thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan. I've really become a big fan. I'm glad you're here in New York. I'm glad you're in the time slot and the whole Ron and Fez thing getting bumped around. Doesn't matter. You guys really grew on me.
Oh, well, thank you, man.
You're doing a great job.
We appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, Florida Avenue. That is named, incidentally, after Florida Evans. Isn't that right?
Yeah, JJ. Oh, JJ. JJ, you're never going to go nowhere, JJ.
Welcome to Florida Avenue in Southeast Washington, D.C.
Come to Florida Avenue. Give it a try. Give it a try. Try to visit us on Florida Avenue. Thank you, Don.
I forgot what a killer Esther roll you do, too.
You know, I can't. That's one. I hate to say this, but I used to do it. Like, when I was 28, I could do it a lot better than I do it now.
Now I seem to lose it. But if I do it very quietly, Don Geronimo.
What about when James died?
Oh, no, James is dead. No. Why?
Isn't it damn.
That's
damn.
What I forgot.
Damn,
it's been
damn,
a long time.
Damn.
See? Oh, I can't do it.
Damn. I'm sorry.
He's lost it. Jose.
Doing pretty good.
He's lost.
Hey, how are you? I wanted to,
He's lost it.
Mike's lost it.
Cast him aside.
He's lost the magic.
The kid is finished.
Just a man.
He's just people.
Just people. For 15 years,
right.
He's done the voices on the Don and Mike show.
But now, replaced by a man who comes to New York, takes his wacky tobacco and his funny pills at the same time. The man, Buzz Burbank, pushing O'Mara aside.
Just a man, just people. Florida Evans,
just a maid, but then had her own sitcom. Hello, Esther. How are you?
Damn.
The comeback kid.
There she is. There's Esther Rowe in the front row. Hello, Florida.
If you please.
She wasn't the maid. George and Wheezy's maid was what's her name? How did. Florida was she Archie Bunker's maid?
No, she was Maud's maid.
Maud's, oh, you're right, she was Maud's maid.
Yeah. You're thinking Maud. Of Marla Gibbs.
Maud.
There's Florida. Good morning, Florida. I'm Bill Macy. How are you?
Marla Gibbs went from the Jeffersons to 227, but it wasn't officially.
All right, Maud. Maud, I love your ass, Maud.
Hello, Don and Mike. Jose.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, Jose.
Hey, I want to do the promo for the contest in Spanish.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I got the music here.
Yeah, you do.
I do?
Yeah.
What cut, Rob? Hold on.
I'll even do the voice. The you know. Oh,
all right. How's that go again, Jose?
That'll be good. Right, he's got it.
You don't got it, Rob?
Oh, I can't believe we would have left it off.
I don't think we got it. We're looking
for... What is it, a hat dance?
You want me to do it now?
You can try that, but I mean...
No, this is like Adam's Family music that you picked out.
It's nice.
Let me see.
Oh, Rob loves that more than any other...
This is Rob's go-to music.
Because he played the harpsichord. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rob Spiewak on the harpsichord.
No, that is like Adam's Family music.
All right.
Listen, he'll do it dry. Jose, go ahead.
Buenos dias, damas y caballeros. Estamos aquí en el show de Don y Mike con un contesto, con un concurso. Y si usted participa, puede ganar $50. Si usted termina de hacer el amor con la calabaza, entonces ganará $250.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Great job. Thank you, Jose.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
That's funny. The announcer voice is the best part of that.
Hello, Mike. Don and Mike show. Hi. Mike in Virginia. Spending his own time. Listen, you know what I just figured out? Everybody outside the New York area, call Collect at 212-757-1027.
We'll accept. Very good.
That way we'll end up paying for the calls.
Right.
Call Collect.
Hey, you hear that sound? That was the sound of Ken Stevens jumping out the window.
Mike, what can we do for you? Mike.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Why don't you make Mike do the dirty with the pumpkin if that girl shows up?
That's a good idea. I'll make Mike do the dirty with a pumpkin. And Mike beat my ass into the ground.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think that's going to be happening. But I'll make my hair stripe it.
Hello, Martin.
Yes, Martin it is.
Hi.
Hey, Don the Mike?
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Okay. I wanted to let you know, I went over to Washington, D.C. to visit my sisters, and I couldn't even get a cab over there. My sister had to go out and flag a cab down for me.
That was very hard to get a cab in D.C.
Why? Why is that?
I wasn't expecting that question. We were all looking around the room at each other going,
I don't got anything for you.
Anybody have an answer?
All I know is, no, you're right. I don't see a lot of cabs because we all own cars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's even tougher to get a cab in Baltimore.
It's tough for a black man to get a cab in D.C.
Very difficult to get a cab, period, white or black, in Baltimore.
I don't know. That's not true.
But your sister got a cab.
My sister had to go out and get a cab. She's a pretty young lady. When they flagged the cab down for me.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't have anything funny for that. I don't know. There's not as many cabs. New York has more cabs than anywhere else because no one has a car. I mean, everybody else, like in D.C. and Baltimore, everybody drives, man.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you. And if you had a problem getting a cab because you were black, I can only think that it might have been a Spiewak cab. Sorry about that.
The Spiewak Cab Company.
I apologize. Hello.
I'm sorry. We're off duty.
FWO.
Off duty.
For whites only.
Rob will slow down, actually roll down the road.
Off duty.
But you know what Rob loves doing? Driving his cab, a black guy comes up. Rob does that thing where the black guy comes up to the door,
right.
And Rob steps on the gas a little bit.
Sure.
And the guy walks up a little bit more, and Rob steps on the gas a little bit more.
And finally floors it permanently, and just you see him going off cackling. It's disgusting.
Goodbye. Off duty.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day.
Good day to you, sir. We got a break?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We will break. TV star Leah Remini coming up on today's show.
Oh,
and, we very rarely do this from the Dynamite birthday pages. Mm-hmm. We are going to do the stupid celebrity birthday thing with a nice twist when we come right back.
Fried food again for lunch today. I know, I shouldn't have had it, but I couldn't help myself. You think I lack self-discipline?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636.
No!
1-877-365-3636.
No!
They're ready to believe you.
No, not today. Listen, you got to call 877-692-1027. Or call 212-757-1027.
Live from the Pegasus, the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Tomorrow on the show, you've been waiting for it. It's finally here. It's going to be the show with people who are pumping.
It's going to be the
pumping pumpkins.
It's going to be the pumpkin puck off.
They're going to be pumpkin pucking.
Pumpkin pucking.
Puck the pumpkin.
There are going to be a bunch of pumpkins down here that are going to get pucked.
Now, we have plenty of guys. We're looking for girls.
Girls.
$1,000 a grand prize for guys and for girls.
Preferably some with kaleidoscope eyes.
Everybody who participates gets $50. If you do the act of completion, you get an extra $250.
Wow. Yes, I found the pumpkin gave me really.
Phone number 877-692-1027 or in 212, call 757-1027. That 212 number should be used from everywhere except New York because our regular toll-free lines are down today. Sorry about that. We got five girls. We could use about 10 more, frankly, for tomorrow's game.
You always come up with these great ideas in the fall, too, and it's always good for a couple of empty seats at my Thanksgiving table.
Now, I just want to tell you something that happened on the way up here yesterday. I won't bore you with this because I know everybody hates hearing bad news about security in airports and stuff. But I just want to tell you what happened yesterday at Union Station in D.C. We're taking Amtrak up here, right? We love Amtrak. Thank you to Amtrak for supplying our transportation to New York, and we come up here every time. Yes. You keep hearing that there's going to be heightened security.
Right.
And I know every time I come in, I tell you, oh, you're not going to believe this. I took the secret entrance that the Amtrak guy showed me, and there was no problem. Well, yesterday, I arrived at Union Station.
Scary, folks.
And listen, I hope Amtrak doesn't get pissed. I'm just telling you.
Seriously, when I was talking to you about this yesterday, I hope Amtrak is listening, maybe paying attention. I think all the, they really should be aware of this.
And in their defense, they have asked for more money for security. They haven't gotten it yet, and they've been told they're going to get about half of what they asked for.
Okay, well, here's what I did. I got to Amtrak. We get the car in the garage, and I take the elevator. I take the elevator to the level where the guy who works there that one time about a month ago showed Rob and I a shortcut where you can bypass all security and get right out on the stand where the trains come where you get on your train.
The platform. Right.
Hold on, excuse me a moment. Hello, Vanessa?
Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi.
Honey, are you in or out?
I just have to make sure I can get out of work. If I can, then I'm totally there.
We need more of a commitment. I'm sorry, Vanessa.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, I'll call back if I can.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Vanessa.
Do that.
That's okay.
Bye.
All right.
I feel like I'm back in high school.
You know, girls like playing that game with us. Girls love being CTs with us.
Saturday's okay, but I'm really not sure. I'll call you back. And then I sat in my room alone.
Listen, girls, our lines are open. I'm ready with the hurry up. It's Halloween
music. Thank you for my 18th birthday, Laura Warner.
With you, it all gets back to adolescence, doesn't it?
It does, damn it. I remember that. You know what it's like getting stiffed on your 18th birthday?
Girls, the lines are open, but only call if you can make it down here to the studio tomorrow.
It started the whole thing for me, okay? That's why, because it was legal to drink when you were 18.
Right.
That's what started it. I would have had a couple of beers, it would have been fine, but then it was an evening, and that's where the alcoholism really started.
So I get to Union Station, we park the car, we go through I walk down the it's not secret, I get in an elevator, and I go down to the level where the Amtrak worker showed Rob and I the easy way to cut through and bypass security. Once again, I do that. I take the elevator.
You did, but the Amtrak worker, just to make sure we're clarifying here, didn't say, hey, this is the easy way for you to bypass security.
No,
did he say that?
No,
he said shortcut. This will save you a few minutes that you're going to need.
All right, okay. So, again, I take the shortcut, which coincidentally bypasses any security at all. I am out on the train tracks where the Acela train that we were taking to New York yesterday was late. And for whatever reason, I don't know, the train wasn't there, and I was standing on track 18, and there had to be maybe 10 Amtrak employees who were standing there, all of them with the proper badges around their necks.
Badges? We don't need those stinking badges.
I got no badges, right, okay? Right. I got nothing. I'm carrying my bowling bag and my satchel that has all the stuff for the show.
Your valise.
Not once does anyone say to me, excuse me, but you don't appear to be one of the people who works for Amtrak. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, at one point, these people, the nice people from Amtrak, they're having a discussion about why the Acela train, 4 o'clock from D.C. to New York and then to Boston, is not there. I walk up to one of them and I say, hey, hi, where's my train? Mm-hmm. And they say, ah, they look at the watch, they go, we're working on it. The 348 from Boston is late arriving, too. Don't know what the problem is. Can you imagine? Boy, the train's running late today. And I go, okay, thanks. And I just go back and stand in where I was standing. But the point is, a guy like me, a schmuck like me, shouldn't be able to just walk out on the track carrying a bag that's got a bowling ball in it,
right,
and have no one even question why I'm out there.
Yeah, I mean, even if you are coming in from another train, and say a VRE train, an express train, and you're in, which you can do, you can get off like one train that comes in and stand on the platform and get on another, you should at least have, if you're standing on a platform, have your tickets checked. It should happen.
No one did. And then, so I'm out there, and I called Rob on a cell phone,
right,
and I said, hey, the train's late. He says, how do you know that? I said, oh, because I'm standing out here with all the people who work for Amtrak.
It's amazing.
So then the train finally pulls in, and I just go and get on the train. I just go, I walk right up with the guy who's got the keys. He puts a key in the underneath part to open up all the doors on the train. The guy puts the key in, and I'm just standing there, and I just got on the train.
Uh-huh. You hop on.
Yeah. No one asked to see.
No, they got to tighten it up a little bit.
Nobody asked to see any identification. Nobody asked to see a ticket.
The train was late, and because it was late, as opposed to doing the thing where they really kind of, I don't want to say meticulously, but they carefully check your tickets.
Right.
They didn't do that this time. We got on, and you barely had to show anybody your ticket.
I didn't show a ticket.
That's
mine,
right,
was in my suitcase, and, you know,
right,
normally they remind you, but being dumb, I didn't have mine out. And I,
right,
said, I have it. She said, no, just go.
Please, just go. I'm standing out there. Now, keep in mind, I got a bag. I got a bowling ball in a bag.
Well, they
got
to get there. I hope they get their money, and I hope they, because they should address that. They really should.
Absolutely.
I'm standing on the track with a bowling ball in my bag. I'm wearing no ID.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to the Amtrak people.
Right.
I'm talking to them as if I'm one of them. They're not saying, hey, how come we're all wearing the Amtrak uniforms and you're wearing a Nike sweatshirt?
Who are you?
Right, nobody said anything. So that was the story up. And you got to see our friend Tony Perkins from Good Morning America.
Yeah, Tony was taking the train up. And, you know, Tony's a good guy.
Great
and
guy. Hey, Rob, tell him how...
Rob sabotaged me, which...
This is too funny.
It was pretty funny because Tony was in the train station and I saw him. And he had that look when you really don't want to make eye contact with anybody, because I'm
right,
sure he gets it a lot.
Yeah.
And he got in line and I went up to him and I said, Tony, and he looked at me and said, yes. I said, I'm sorry to bother you, Tony. I'm Rob from the Don and Mike Show. We met in New York. And then he was very open and very, very friendly. And I said, I'm sorry to bother you, but Mike O'Mara's over there getting his shoes shined, and I know you'd want to go over and bust his balls.
Yeah. And he comes in the little area back there. He goes, and he said, you know, Tony, I'm not sure I like this scene. Top of his lungs. And I'm sitting there with my face turning red. Hi, Tony.
It was so great.
I had a water stain on one of my shoes. That's why I was doing it.
I said, Mike's over there. And Tony's eyes lit up. He said, could you watch my bag?
<I know.
laughs> He was over there.
I'm making it up to Tony tonight. We're going out to dinner, and we're going to have some ladies that will be joining us. Yes, sir. I've actually made the arrangements.
Oh,
yes.
Very nice.
Good for you.
Some professional women. No.
Some whores.
Oh, absolutely.
Mike and Tony Perkins are getting laid
right
tonight.
Oh.
If there's a third, you should call Charlie Gibson.
Yeah, right. So that's pretty funny. Tony Perkins goes over, and of course, you know, he's colored.
Oh, stop it.
He goes, well, he is.
Oh, stop it.
That's why it's funny. You get
right
your shoes shined.
He goes
over and he goes, hey, I don't know what I think about
it. It was one of those special moments. And I didn't know until this morning that Rob Spiewak had orchestrated the entire thing.
Oh, you couldn't hear me laughing through the terminal? It was the funniest thing I'd ever
Usually
seen.
You can hear
Rob
that.
Spiewak!
Reverberates off the Ben and Jerry's at Union Station.
Mike is up on an elevated easy chair, and he blanches when he sees the situation.
So as a matter of fact, I heard about it. I'm on the phone with Rob. I said, you're not going to believe this. I'm out here on the train stand. No one to stop me with security, blah, blah, blah. Rob says, wait, hold on. Mike's getting his shoe shine right now. I just sent Tony Perkins over.
One of those moments. Yeah. Thank you, Rob.
Well, let us know what happens on your dream date tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time.
Birthdays today. We never do this, the dumb disc jockey birthday thing. Doug Flutie. Oh, Doug Flutie.
No, I like the way you pronounced it the first time. Flutie. Doug Flutie.
Also, Weird Al Yankovic. Michael Crichton, no, shut up, Rob. Michael Crichton, the author, and, well, frankly, the next guy we're going to bring in, who I hear from all reports has gotten fat and angry and cynical. Please welcome the true king of late night.
Wild stuff.
Yeah. Johnny Carson,
Thank you.
Are you ready for this? Johnny is 76 today.
76. You got a problem with that?
No problem, Johnny.
You want to see on my face?
What? Now, wait a minute.
I, you know, your producer, I had an interesting, some wild stuff. Your producer was telling me you can use the foulest possible language if you use the letters as opposed to the words. So I thought I'd say, can I see on your face? Can I do that right now?
You can't see.
Can I see in your hair?
You can't.
Wild. Tickle my bees. There you go. Wild stuff. Yes, sirree. Would you like to stick your finger in my eggs?
How come you're...
I'm bitter. I'm angry.
You're fat, you're mad, you're bitter. Why, Johnny?
I'm not on TV. Here's the thing. It's wild stuff. I'm not on TV anymore. I'm not on TV, so I don't have to take care of myself physically. And now I'm old,
yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, I hope you gag on my J.
That's
the way. I don't have to please anyone. I don't have to answer kowtow to the NBC officials anymore. I don't have to do that. I simply can be Johnny, 76-year-old Johnny. I can be myself, arrogant and angry, and suck my D.
Tell me about, you mentioned Jay, and I know you're talking about a word, but what do you think about Jay Leno, the current host of The Tonight Show?
Oh, I'll tell you, I'd like to tell him to lick my bees.
Lick your bees?
Wow. Absolutely. Well, I'd just like to say, suck them. Jay's he's a sycophant. He's the kind of guy that just, all he's good at is kissing A. As a matter of fact, he doesn't just kiss it, he puts his whole hand up the A.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, he hangs around. He's wild stuff. He's gone gray, like me. It's wild. It's wild right now, and he puts his whole head in NBC's A. Collective giant A.
Now, we heard that...
hemorrhoidal A.
That after the events of September 11th, when Letterman went off, and did his show.
Oh, F a duck.
Jay Leno called you up and asked you for some type of advice, and that you didn't even take the call, that your publicist took the call and said Johnny was too busy.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Jay's got bad perspective.
Jay Leno?
Jay Leno, just not my kind of guy. And I told my assistant after he was asking me what he should do, I told him to grow a penis. That's what I said. Now, can I say that?
Yeah, you can say that.
It's a medical term, and I said, I'm not going to speak to the asswipe. So I had my assistant, she went down, took the phone, talked to Jay, who was crying. I have to tell you
that. He was crying.
He was upset. He was afraid. He didn't know what to do. And I said, tell the A-wipe. I like it better, A-wipe. Tell the A-wipe to go F a duck.
How are you going
to
be spending your birthday today, Johnny?
Well, I'll tell you right now, I found a special lady here in New York with a real tight V. Would you like to smell my fingers tomorrow? Absolutely. She's got a perfectly super tight V with lots of friction, and I've got my Viagra.
So you take the little blue pill.
Yeah, it's so tight.
How tight is it?
It's so tight, I saw a robin dipping his worm in this tea.
Hi-oh!
Yes, and then I'll be going to the George Goebel gravesite. I'll be dropping some flowers down, and of course I'll be saying a mass for Freddie de Cordova, who's no longer with us, and all the late celebrities that used to go, Jimmy Stewart, who told his poems. It's sad being 76, but then I'm going to go find that young 28-year-old girl with the really tight V.
How tight is it?
It's so tight, I saw a robin dipping his worm in this tea.
Still got it.
Now,
Johnny,
Johnny, my bees.
Johnny, how did you, listen.
Yeah, just go ahead.
How did you let yourself go? How did you get so fat?
Well, eating, for starters. I used to play tennis on a regular basis with several of the Hollywood luminaries. And once Doug McClure died, and once Dick Van Patten stopped coming over to my Malibu house, I stopped playing. So as soon as I did that, I still like to eat. I like to eat like a pig, like an effing pig. And I would eat so much that I would be getting, one day my gal pal, you know, my wife, who lives with me sometimes, said, "You're getting so effing fat. You look like an effing P." And I said, "Well, you're an effing C."
Oh, my. Johnny, it's
you're a big, hairy C. Well, so get your A out of my H right now. And get into my C and drive away.
Hey, how's you can say car?
Well, I'm 76. It's difficult to do all the letters. So I looked at her and I said, "Listen, if you F with me, I'll F with you. Now go out into the driveway, open the door to my effing C, and drive away." Is that right? Did I get that one right?
No, go to the driveway, open the effing car, and then...
I said, you are an effing W.
A whore?
There you go.
A whore. Yeah. You're an effing whore.
You effing W. You effing dirty... Dirty W.
Dirty whore.
C-sucking W.
Okay.
M-effing C-sucking W.
Well, listen, hit the music.
Wild stuff. Yes, sir. Hi-o.
It's
hi-o.
A different Johnny.
Hi-o, yes, sir. Hey.
I'm telling you, he's an angry man.
Greasy C-sucker. You greasy C-suckers have a good day. Hi-o.
What would your message be for late night host David Letterman?
And
Jay Leno?
Jay Leno. Oh, was that Letterman or Leno that I gave that?
Well, does it matter?
Oh, I tell you, I'd like to tickle Letterman's bees.
Oh, you like Letterman?
Hi-oh. I've always been wildly, wildly fond of David. But it's Jay who I think really all he does is try to, paint his fingernails with people's ages. That's what I think he does.
What about Bill Maher?
Bill Maher's a troubled young man. Troubled. He needs to get more pee.
Oh, I think he gets. You mean it starts with P, ends with Y?
P-E.
P-E?
Well, you can fill in the letters. He needs to get more strange. More stink.
Oh, I got you.
That's what the Cordova and McMahon and I, when we'd go out and drink, we'd look for stink.
Stink.
He used to call it stink. Where's the stink? Ed would always find the stink. Absolutely. He'd take them back to show them his artificial Christmas tree. Ed knew where the stink holes were.
Well, happy birthday, Johnny.
Ed loved the stink hole.
Happy birthday to you.
Effing drunk.
Hi-o!
Hi-o! Birthday, Johnny.
When did he get so foul-mouthed?
I don't know. Well, it's the real Johnny. What's he got to lose?
Well, I guess he doesn't care now that he's not on TV. I thought he was like the elder statesman.
He's 76.
God, it's filthy.
Jay Leno could use people's ages as finger paint. Finger polish. Fingernail.
They're A's.
Yeah.
They're ages.
They're AJ. We got a break. I think Leah Remini may be. She's at a spa or something. It might be a good opportunity to talk to Leah while she's semi-nude.
Ooh, she's at a spa.
I think that's coming up right after this.
Don and Mike Show.
I am the truth.
Right.
We take Jesus and we wrap him around our reproductive organs.
Amen.
And it's Jesus who's speaking to us to take his healing gospel to this generation.
Do it now.
And to do it now.
Right, do it now. How you doing out there?
Making a daily commitment in the eyes of God. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
As they leave the last S off for savings. I think I effed that up in the live commercial that we just did.
Well, I said beating instead of betting.
Well, either way, how you doing, Dial the Mattress?
Let me tell you about sitting in the classroom thinking it's a drag. Listen to the teacher, well, just ain't my bag. You know, that's my cue. I'm gonna meet the boys on floor number two. Smoking in the boys' room.
Okay, let's call TV's Leah Remini.
Wonderful. It's been a long time since we've spoken with her.
She's at a spa.
Ooh.
Nice. Well, hey, Rob, why don't you try this this one right here?
Now, what we do, Ms. Remini, is we take the mud bath and the mud pack, we put it on the inner thigh, and we will go up as high as you wish us to with this mud bath. And
I'd love to be that mud.
You tell me when you want to stop.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? We'll just take a couple of calls while
we don't want you to get septic.
Hello?
Oops, what am I doing? Line number one?
Rob, what?
You hung up. Let me dial on this one. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Rob, I'm trying to take calls to Pat here.
I know. Well,
we got two phones. One phone doesn't work, the national number.
Uh-huh.
So I go to the local number to take calls, and that's the call that's the phone Head's using to try to call Leo.
But look at his flat top. Look at that flat top. It's a perfect flat top he's got. He looks like Art Donovan.
Let me
1960.
See if we can get Leah Remini. Here are some of the messages that she left me yesterday on my page.
And can you love that anymore? Can you love that just a little bit more that she sends you those little messages?
No, I can't. I can't love it anymore. Starts off with me, I get one from her. Hey, when am I going to be on your show?
Right.
Okay, so then I sent her one back and said, I thought you were going to be on last week. Then she sends me one back that says, I was supposed to, but it didn't. It didn't work. It didn't work out.
Stand by.
Oh, what are you doing, Mike?
He's going to contribute something, or trying to.
I thought we weren't farting anymore in the show.
Oh, we're not?
We just haven't done it. If you got a good one.
It's gone.
Oh, it's gone now?
Well, he said, where'd it go?
No. I don't know. I just got to be real.
She's not there?
Oh, now that's a pisser.
It's Rob with the Don and Mike Show. Hope you're having a fine day, and we're trying to...
Well, I set this time up with her to be on the show now.
Oh, come on, Leah. These Hollywood women.
Kisses.
What did you say, kisses?
Probably heard me in the background. Come on.
Come on.
Didn't you speak to her assistant, Nicole?
Yeah, I think it's her sister, Nicole. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, I'd like to sign up for the pumpkin contest.
Oh, we got plenty of guys, I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks.
We got plenty of guys. We're still looking for girls who want to be pumpkin puckers.
What do we need, about 8 girls? 9 girls?
Yeah, well, how many, Lisa? How many we need? Show of hands. How many we need? We need 5 more girls. So we must have about 10 girls signed up already.
Very good.
About 5 girls. So here's the deal. I'm getting these email pages yesterday from Leah saying that, you know, how come I'm not on the show? So I page her back. What did she just fart again?
Yeah.
I just paged her back.
I'm sorry.
And like we traded messages where I said, well, okay, how about this time tomorrow, meaning today on the show?
I mean, you were getting emails back and forth for the whole train ride.
I got like a million of them from her yesterday. And so I call her house to set up a time. And her sister, I think it's her sister, Nicole, says to me, she's taking a day for herself. She's at the spa.
She's being pampered. Well, if we can find out the spa.
Well, I don't know.
That piss her off. Wouldn't it? She's getting a massage and we're like, hi.
Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, I wanted to comment about last night. You had the girl on Mary Jane. She was from the food company at the concert.
Oh, in D.C.? Yeah.
Yeah, and she was on running her mouth about she should be congratulated and
everyone
should be appreciative. I just wanted to tell her, shut up. Okay. I wanted to reach through the radio and grab that girl by the throat.
Boy, you're still angry from yesterday,
I'm
huh?
I'm still angry from last night.
Good for you.
I went to sleep. I had to go to sleep on that.
All right, I'm sorry, honey. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, you know what? I'm going to try Leah's home number.
Sleep on in.
That's right.
Baby.
1-818. Why not just say the number out loud?
Baby, let me sleep on it.
Baby.
Will you love me forever?
I got to know right now.
Elmer, Seamus.
Yeah, hi. Is Leah there?
No, she's not. Who's calling?
Hey, Nicole, it's Don and Mike again. We're on the radio now.
What do you want?
What?
What do you want?
I'm looking for Leah. I set it up with her yesterday to be on the show today. I know you told me she's having her spa day, but I can't get a hold of her.
Well, do you want her to answer the phone in the tub?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, most definitely. You don't know how...
Massage?
We definitely want to talk to her when she's getting a massage.
Yeah, a tub or massage would be fantastic.
Well, I can try and get a hold of her for you, but I do think she's deep right now.
She's what?
She's deep?
She's deep. She's deep in, like, you know, massage world.
Relaxing. Is deep some kind of Hollywood term that we're not familiar with?
Actually, it is.
She's deep.
She's deep. Do you seriously say something like that if somebody's in the middle of a project or something? Yeah, they're on the set right now. She's deep.
Right, exactly. See, my boyfriend goes, ooh, sweetie, we're getting deep. You know, deep's a word.
We're getting deep. Well,
America.
All right, well, please tell Leah that we just tried to call.
I will, guys.
Okay.
Good one.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, F you.
Who is that C?
It's what a bitch.
I mean, is that, that might have been Leah's sister.
No, she wasn't a bitch. I didn't say bitch.
Well, let me find out.
I said life's a bitch.
Yes.
No, I agree with you.
You know what about her, though?
What?
Great ass!
She's got a great ass, Nicole.
This is a great ass. This is how we always start fighting with her.
This time you're not authorized to use this network for long.
You know, will someone get Broyhill on? At least give Broyhill an instant message and find out if Nicole is Leah's secretary or her sister.
If it's her sister, or even if it's her assistant, I misspoke.
No,
yeah,
come on,
I'll take bullet for that.
No, you said what we were all thinking.
I'm very sorry.
You said what we were all thinking.
I reacted.
All right, I'm just going to read you some of the messages yesterday from Leah.
Yeah, that turn out now to be meaningless.
Okay, now, so she starts by sending me the message. How come I'm not on your show? And I send her one back. Hi there.
That's her sister. Remember the one who we had the confusion with last time where I said she's going to get you back for calling her so early in the morning?
That's the one that hates you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, you know what? She's got a problem. See, what? Does she work for Leah? Is that what she does?
I don't know.
She might just be another one on the Remedy gravy train.
But, I mean, haven't we met? I thought we met all the family members.
Gravy. All right, so.
Mom.
So, okay, so anyway, she says to me, how come I'm not on your show? And I write back, we'd love to have you on. How about tomorrow? How about noon? You know, which is 9 o'clock West Coast time. Right. She writes back to me, that's fine. Can we do it a little later? Okay, now we'll go to the next message.
So it's not fine.
Next message, which is, yes, that will work. Then I send her a message saying, how about 1:30, 1:40?
Okay.
She writes back, yes, that will work, !! Talk to you Tuesday.
Wow.
Hey, well, then that's that.
Okay, so.
Then don't.
I'm sorry. I don't want to get upset. Ahead. It's the history, man. I mean, it's just getting to be troublesome.
I know. She's going to get mad at us again.
I don't care.
We're going to have another fight.
But, you know, it's weird. We call from the radio show. What do you want?
Right.
You know, which I can take it from her mother. I can take it from her. I can't take it from another person.
From her sister.
Really? What do you want?
What do you want?
She's deep right now. Hey, Miss Hollywood, what show have you been in?
She's taking a day for herself. That's what she said when I called off the air. She's taking a day for herself.
I mean, I'd like to know if she's on the payroll or if she's just, you know, she's at the house, right? Hanging out.
Pretending to be Leah.
Do you want me to ask? I'll call and ask. I probably can't ask her on the air, but I can ask her off the air.
Say, ask if she is officially. No, we are.
That'll really piss Leah off.
Yeah, we're screwed. It'll be all over. Here it goes again.
We don't want to start fighting with her again.
No, I don't. And I, you know. No. But I mean, that she's very curt.
Yeah, but we don't want to derail the gravy train.
Well, listen, let's be honest. We know this about Leah Remini from right. King of Queens, if you don't know who we're talking about.
She takes care of everybody.
The star of King of Queens. Jesus Christ, her mother, her stepfather, her many sisters. Her stepfather, who looks like Gene Wilder. Her boyfriend and his, right. you know, 25 kids. Mm-hmm. But she takes care of all of them.
Well, you know, we just wanted to say hi. It's been a long. It has been a long time. She initiated that, and then you know we called the appointed time.
And
know what? I don't doubt for a second that the roadblock here is with that woman we're talking to.
And we were going to have her on every day last week, also.
Do you know that? I really don't doubt that she maybe didn't mention it to Nicole, and then all of a sudden we're the big pains in the ass.
You think so? Mm. Should I call Nicole back?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. All right.
Why not? Let's find out what's going on. I can pretend to be Les Moonves. Leah Remini, please. This is Les Moonves.
Hold on.
What? Do you think she'd do that then? What do you want?
Or you could be Jerry Stiller.
Hello? Is there a chance I could speak with Leah? You got cycles?
Yeah, you know what? Is there a phone over there Mike can pick this up on?
No.
Well, I'll just give him the phone. Wait a minute.
What are we doing?
Here you go. Be Les Moonves. See if we find out where Leah really is.
All right. It's not ringing.
Unless she is. Oh, here.
Hello. Is this Leah? Leah, this is Les Moonves. Could I speak to Leah?
Unless she has caller ID.
How come you're not letting my friends Don and Mike through?
Unless
you, to Leah.
She has caller ID. She sees the same goddamn number.
Nicole? What, are we bored? Yes, we're very, very bored. Nicole, this is Les Moonves. Could you come on the air with us, please? For a moment? S'il vous plaît. Hold on just a second. Don and Mike are coming.
Next.
She knew it. She knew it was you?
Yeah, I think she did.
Well, I think
she said it before board. She was laughing this time.
She probably has
nice.
Caller ID, so she saw it's the right. same goddamn number right. calling her right. again. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, guys.
Hi. You were not. And you were mean to us the last time.
I was not.
Yes, you were. That's why we called back.
We were very upset. We were very upset and offended.
You were offended?
Yes. Yeah,
we were not the one thing that offended us was the what do you want?
I know. Listen, it's tough there riding on the Remini gravy train. but you can take just a moment out to take a call for your famous sister.
Now you should share with Nicole the emails that you received.
Yeah, you know that we're supposed to have Leo on every day last week.
Right.
And then for some reason that got effed up. And then yesterday, Leah and I were having conversations on our little the handheld things.
Right. Oh, do you have one?
Yes, I do.
You should share the emails with Nicole. So Nicole knows how that we're not simply calling out of the blue here.
Mm-hmm. No, this was set up with your sister.
This was set up yesterday.
The last one was how about today at this time? And she writes back, sure, that would be great.
Right.
And then she wrote MLMLML.
Much love.
That's what I figured that meant.
Right.
Then we call you today and you say, what? What do you want?
That's love. Trust me. It's love.
Now, are you technically not only sister but assistant?
Right.
So nepotism happening.
Again, it's all love.
Have we met you before?
You have not met me.
Do you look like your sister?
People say we look exactly like. I have curly hair. That's the difference.
Your mom hates us, doesn't she?
Mom doesn't hate you.
Yes, she hates us.
Yes, no, your mom really hates us.
No, honestly, if you think mom hates you, then she loves you.
Oh. See, she hates us, though.
Well, you know, now you're being very nice, and I take back all the mean things I said when we hung up with you the last time.
I'm totally kidding.
Okay, well, just all right. It's that Remini sense of humor. You have a little more of your mother's sense of humor than Leah has.
So tell your sister the word is commitment.
What?
Just tell your sister the word is commitment.
Okay.
That I know she's deep, and I know that she's getting a spa thing today, but she was going to be on the show today.
In Leah's defense... She wasn't going to do the spa thing. I talked her into it.
Oh, so it's you again.
So it's your fault.
Here you go. Nicole, we're going to call Nicole the roadblock.
I have been called a lot of blocking names. That is definitely true.
Well, I mean, if you are in the role of her assistant, then that is kind of your job.
Right.
We were just confused as to whether you were just, you know, hanging out eating Cheetos or something like that.
We don't eat Cheetos.
All right, Nicole. Well, tell your famous sister we called.
All right, you guys.
Okay, honey.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Good day to you, ma'am.
Good day to you, ma'am.
Well, it was better that time, at least. Yes. It was a little more pleasant.
Mooch.
She's fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
That's like if I hired my brother to be my assistant.
Wouldn't that be an S storm?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It sounds like Leah has a big entourage at MC Hammer. She's going to be working until she's about 90.
Yeah, it's Hammer time. You know, you would be surprised when Leah, when she comes on the set of her TV show, it's like when Mike Tyson comes to the boxing ring.
Absolutely.
I swear to God, she does have about 30 people who are with her all the time.
Truly amazing. And that is, as this gentleman so aptly points out, that's the way to burn up the cash really fast.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
Andrew, we got to roll. Thank you. All right, well, sorry to waste your time with that segment. I'm not going to try to burn any bridges with TV star Leah Remini, but I think we're back now to she can call us.
Yeah, I agree.
The next time she wants to be on the show.
Sure.
And you're sure you don't want to hire James Source to be your assistant?
You know,
could you picture that? My brother is my assistant.
He wants to move in town.
Frankly, Monday probably would have been her preference. If you know what I mean.
All right, but for the plug, for the ratings.
Right.
For the show. Okay, well, let's go to Buzz now.
In a world where owning the radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
Let me just say, for the record, we are not feuding with TV star Leah Remini. We still have nothing but love for Leah.
Right.
Absolutely nothing but love. You want to come on the show again?
Come on.
Call us.
Mm-hmm.
Just call us. Tired of being your puppy dog. You won me over shortly with the much love on the email.
Sure. Yeah, and I was certain that we were going to have a nice time with her today.
So what did you
think? She's just controlled by too many people.
Ew. That's a beautiful... Mike, you do have a lot of artistic... That's a picture of Leah's mom, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. I'm sorry.
She's going to hate us if she ever hears this.
No, it wasn't, but now it is.
So I tell you what, Leah, the next time... The next time you want to come on the show, call us through my boy, Mr. James Source.
Your assistant.
You can reach him in Janesville, Wisconsin. He'll be setting up all of the appointments for me on this show.
I don't know. He's deep.
He had to have a day for himself.
He come down with something
real unexpected like. All right, Buzz, what's your lead? The lead story has to be that we got 25 people coming down here to Puck Funkus tomorrow. Would you stop adding to the picture of Leah's mother?
Well, that is good news, but it's not the lead story. You'll like this today. Osama.
What is the lead?
Osama won't get the holiday off from the bombing.
Oh, you mean the rub-a-dub-dub thing?
That's right.
Oh, that's good news. Hey, USA, way to go.
Yeah.
We kick ass. Okay, look at that. Lisa, look at the picture that he drew of Leah's mother.
See the latest edition?
That is not nice.
I see it's oozing now.
No.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
On the Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word with Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636.
That's true.
They're ready to believe you.
We got a half hour left of the show. They just fixed the phone.
We have national lines now?
Yes, we do.
It's dark pants time, the Don and Mike Show.
So from anywhere in America, you can call us, as you're always supposed to, at 877-365-3636. New York, your number is 877-692-1027. See, let me prove to you. Look, the national lines are working. Hello.
Oops. All right.
Don and Mike. Oops. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, that sounds like crap.
Hello.
What's wrong with that line?
Hello.
Hello. Don and Mike. Hello.
This is Jill Hennessy.
You got a thing for her, don't you?
Crossing Georgie's.
Hello, line. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, my radio guys.
See, there you go. The national lines are, in fact, finally working.
Welcome to D.C.
3.5 hours into the
show. Yeah, I had a question about the pie-eating contest that you're having tomorrow.
No. Tomorrow's not the pie-eating contest. Tomorrow is the
pumpkin fucking contest.
Mike, did you say it right?
Yeah.
It sounded like you said it the other way.
No. I said it's the pumpkin fucking contest.
Okay.
It's all about...
When you say it fast.
It's all about pumpkin pucking.
That's what we're doing tomorrow.
So you're not going to make them eat it when they're done?
It will have pumpkins down here. You can puck.
No, they're not going to have to eat them when they're done. Jesus. Lisa, how many guys, how many girls we got for tomorrow's show?
Jeez, too many. I can't count. I'll have to get the list. Like 15 guys and like 10 girls.
Great. Wow. And you'll hear it all here on the Don and Mike Show tomorrow.
Keep track of that Britney Spears lookalike.
Grand prize of $1,000 to the guy, $1,000 to the girl who does it the best or wins the random competition. Everybody gets money. Do it to completion. Get a $250 bonus. Tomorrow night, our bowling team, the worst bowling team in the world.
Gutter Balls.
Come see the Don and Mike Gutter Balls as we take on the Job Squad.
They picked up my bowling shirt at the house and they're overnighting it. I should be getting it in New York tomorrow.
Outstanding. We'll be bowling tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, at the Jersey Lanes in Linden, New Jersey. Jersey Lanes is located at 30 Park Avenue.
All right.
Okay, we'll see you there. Who's this? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. You're on the air. Hi, Don and Mike.
How's it going, Don and Mike?
Okay.
When you got the men to all those pinkers.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
It was something about the remains of the pumpkins.
That's good point.
Right, no, he had something. I think that guy, Johnny, what, did he want the remains of the pumpkins or something? I think he really wanted to make pumpkin pie out of the remains.
Oh, that's not right.
And then he said he would eat it on the air.
Oh, God.
Call back, sir. Call back.
A pumpkin custard pie.
Let's go to Buzz with the news in the comments now. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. And good news for those who don't think we should back off the bombing when the Muslim holiday of Ramadan sets in next month.
Rub-a-dub, Buzz.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says we won't be finished by then. Quoting him, history is replete with instances where Muslim nations have fought among themselves or with other countries during holy days. For the third straight day, U.S. and British jets are bombing troops and tanks along the front lines of the battle between the Taliban and the rebels. Quoting Rumsfeld again, we are not holding back. The sooner we deal with this, the less likely you are to have additional terrorist attacks.
Good, and as I think I said the other day on the show, if we went to the Taliban, if they were bombing us, and we said, hey, Tomorrow's Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
How about a truce? You know what? They'd bum our ass. You know they would.
And that's what Rumsfeld is saying now. But up until this point, we've been saying that we'd back off.
Well, in all war situations. I mean, if right. this is a war, which is what it is, you have to look at history. And Rumsfeld's right, not yeah. only with Islamic countries, but also with, you know, with all religions, that, you know, Christmas, it doesn't matter. I mean, you, right. You're at war. That's, nope. that's the deal.
No holidays. Rumsfeld is also denying Taliban claims that two U.S. helicopters were shot down. And Rumsfeld is scolding Defense Department sources who leaked the news about our special forces troops on the ground in Afghanistan. He said nobody got hurt as a result of it, but it could have happened. Some of the people who handle the mail in New York and Washington think their bosses are not doing enough to protect them from anthrax. In Washington, two postal workers have died from apparent anthrax, and two others have the disease. Thousands of workers, in fact, 10,000 workers just in Washington, D.C., are being tested now. In New York, union reps for the postal workers are talking about keeping their members at home. But postal officials say...
Really? How are they going to go to work without their penises?
Well, they're the members of their unions. They're union members.
Oh, okay.
Member.
Yes. Postal officials say the mail's moving without delay and that it's scrambling to do everything it can to protect its workers and the public. Among other things, they've stopped using compressed air to blow dust out of the mail sorting machines. They're even talking about spending hundreds of millions of dollars on equipment that would sterilize your mail with radiation.
Yep. Why not? Like, why not do it yesterday?
It's a good idea. Postal workers want to know why there was a delay in their being tested, and today we have the report of a postal worker in New Jersey who is now infected with the inhaled form of anthrax.
You know, my heart goes out to those postal workers, seriously, because they were not protected in this situation, and they have a legitimate beef, especially with some of those folks down in D.C. I think they should have protected them better.
They say it's a slow response, but it's also a new science. So.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how you doing, guys?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I just got cut off before. I had a solution for the remains of the pumpkins.
Yes.
Gotta take those and make a nice pumpkin pie, and that might help cure Rush Limbaugh's hearing.
Oh, all right. See, he was going somewhere else with
there
it.
There he is.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Go somewhere else with that.
You're disappointed. Yeah. You wanted him to eat the pie.
It said on the screen, he wants to take the remains, make a pie.
And eat it with the goo in it.
I didn't know. He wants to send it to Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. I wanted to know where you guys are located.
Oh, you come thinking about the contest, honey?
No, I'm trying to pick up tickets at WNEW, and I have no idea. I know it's on 57th and 7th.
Well, we've got the direction wizard right here. Don, go ahead and give her directions how to get down here.
Okay, where are you coming from?
I'm on 57th and 7th right now. I'm looking at Carnegie Hall.
Okay, what you want to do is...
You are far away.
You turn around.
Okay.
Turn around and go the other way. It's about 12 blocks the other way.
Which way?
Which way are you going?
I'm going on 57th. I'm going.
You want to get to 10th Avenue.
Turn around.
Get to 10th Avenue. Go down past 42nd Street,
and you're going
to
see a giant billboard that says, "Go towards Central Park," and you're going to see a giant billboard that says, "Listen to Don and Mike 10 to 3 on WNEW." And then when you get there, make a right hand turn,
then a left,
then a right,
and another left.
Oh, thanks. You're so sweet.
Thank you.
Can't miss it.
Bye bye.
See you in a minute.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Absolutely.
How am I supposed to know? Hello, Don.
Then take the ferry.
Hey, y'all ought to take that pumpkin pie and send it over to Afghanistan. Special delivery.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, you should turn your radio down before you call a radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the national lines are now open.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Todd calling from Las Vegas. We get you live now. I was just calling to tell you how great it is to hear you.
Appreciate that. We love hearing from you. Thank you, Todd.
All right.
Todd in Las Vegas.
Hey, I'm Scott.
Hello. Todd and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm on the air. I'm the same guy that called, that told you guys Inside Edition had Judge Dennis Murphy on.
Right.
Right.
So, what am I, caller 100 or something?
No, you've called too much today.
Oh, come on, get out of here.
Christ, come on, give me something.
No, Christ, come on, give me something.
Give me a teacher or something.
How about chlamydia? How about syphilis?
Don, come on now.
All right, we're all giving you something right now. We're giving you the finger. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I called up about the pumpkin thing before.
Yeah.
You have to be 21 to do it?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I'm only 20, so I guess.
No, we'll get a fake ID.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Everybody's excited about the pumpkin contest. Oh, yeah. You'll hear it tomorrow on the show, and we'll have pictures up on the websites, too.
Excellent.
Buzz, I'm sorry. What was next in the news here?
I just wanted to mention what Johnny was talking about earlier. A lot of New Yorkers late to the Yankees game last night because of an anthrax hoax. Thousands of subway riders were delayed after an envelope containing white powder was found on the Kingsbridge platform in the Bronx. The D trains were stopped at about 10 minutes after 7 as police and transit officials studied what turned out to be baby powder.
That problem could be solved if everyone knew someone at Arista Records.
Yes, it could.
And they had a limousine sent to their apartment to pick them up and take them directly to the game.
Don't they wish they were you? Grand Concourse service was down about an hour, making some of the fans miss the first few minutes.
Where the elite greet to meet and eat.
Yeah, and smell each other's feet. Not really a news story here, just a couple of things you need to know about anthrax. First, know that 21,000 people died from the flu last year. Your chances of getting the flu are much greater than your chance of getting anthrax. Second, think twice or maybe three times before deciding to iron or microwave your mail. It takes a lot of heat and a lot of time to kill anthrax spores, and your attempts to kill it could actually force it out of the suspicious envelope. In fact, if the letter contains some other biological agent, you could actually make it stronger by giving it heat and moisture on which to feed.
Are some dum-dums really microwaving their mail?
Yes, because it's been on the TV news.
Well, besides Mike.
Okay, man. I caught it on fire last week.
You gotta be careful. You'll be getting a postcard from the Postal Service this week telling you what you really should do in that situation.
Should we microwave it?
But what if the postcard has anthrax?
You know, the other thing I think that you mentioned or you had mentioned before, Don, is that I guess these guys that are doing this quote-unquote funny stuff with the anthrax scares are getting possible life sentences.
Oh, there's lots of people getting busted,
You know, not saying, hey, that's an innocent prank. They're going to go to jail for a very long time.
Yeah, maybe for life in some cases.
Good. Lock him up.
O.J. Simpson, speaking of going to prison, testified in his road rage trial today that the other driver lied about the confrontation, prompting the prosecutor to ask former football star whether he has ever lied or been aggressive.
Put your hands in the air. Not guilty. You got to feel me. I'm just quoting Jay-Z.
The defense rested after Simpson, the only defense witness, ended about 3 hours of cross-examination over 2 days in his trial on auto burglary and battery charges. He could get up to 16 years if convicted.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
There's O.J.'s attorney, Donald Ephraim.
Johnny's not around on this one.
No, he's elsewhere.
Mr. Johnny Cochran?
Right.
Johnny C.?
Reality TV shows are no longer new because so many of them cropped up. They're no longer a novelty. And one theory is that after September 11th, we prefer entertainment that escapes reality. Maybe that's why Friends, even though it's past its prime, beat Survivor again last week and by 6 million viewers.
Maybe
that's
just because Survivor's the same crap over and over, just with 16 new
another good theory.
Dumbass people.
It's all because of Jill Hennessy.
She's on Monday nights.
Crossing Jordan.
She's on Monday nights.
Jill Hennessy.
You're
good
this,
Irish girl.
You're on this Jill Hennessy kick.
She's Can't hot. We get Jill Hennessy on the show?
Can't we?
I haven't watched the show. I've just seen her posters.
Sure, I'll call Leah Remini's sister and see if we can get her on. Okay?
What do you want now?
Jill's taking a day for herself.
Jill's deep.
She's deep.
So because of this apparent turn on reality shows, maybe that's why ABC has canceled The Mole and decided not to air the Ben Affleck, Matt Damon reality show, The Runner. The ratings are even slipping for Millionaire and Weakest Link. Millionaire ratings are down by nearly 40% this season.
Wait till Mankind gets on.
Reality TV mania, which was the big story a couple of years ago, it appears to be over now.
Hold on, Buzz. We got to do a break. We got Tim, who's a postal worker in Long Island. Here. Tim. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Don, Mike, and Buzz. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
I know you saw on the screen. This is a wild story. I'm a mailman in New Hyde Park out in Long Island.
Right. Are you guys scared as ass?
I'm not. They give us gloves and they give us masks, but you know what? If it's going to happen, it's going to get on my arm, so you know what? F it.
Yeah, you know what?
Brave guy. I mean, that's courage.
I'd be flipped out if I was a mailman right now.
You know, you're doing your job every day.
My girlfriend's scared is helping me, but, you know, like someone's going to really hit me on Third Avenue in New Hyde Park.
You know, really, add another group of people to the hero list here, because, I mean, these guys are scared, and a lot of people are, and you're doing your job every day, and we appreciate it.
Hey, Tim, I want to say, if you don't make, it would make your girlfriend feel better? if she came down tomorrow and had the Pumpkin on our show. She became one of the Pumpkin Puckers.
You know what? I'll ask her, but I doubt she'll do it.
All right, gotcha. Thanks for the call, Tim.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for the work, too.
Yep, mailmen, good guys. Yeah. That's why. Well, I tell you, tip your mailman.
Tip them big.
Yeah, you're right.
Tip them. You got to tip them.
This year, seriously, yeah, more than ever. Just, I mean, I think that...
just don't put it in an envelope.
Yeah. Hand it to them.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
And Mike Show.
You really want to test him out? Why don't you try the old Jerry Lewis trick?
Jerry Lewis?
I heard when Jerry Lewis left a meeting, he'd purposely leave a briefcase with a tape recorder in it. Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone said about him.
That's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
Mammals, not reptiles. Don and Mike.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
No matter what.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, did you guys talk about the Weakest Link last night?
Who watches The Weakest Link anymore?
Oh, man, do you know who was on that thing last night?
I know it was like the losers, Diary of a Conger and Cato Caitlin. And...
It was the worst losers of all time. It was a rogues gallery of the biggest idiots in America, like Jennifer Flowers and Willis from...
I'd still do Diary of a Conger. I do Darva.
Would you really?
Yeah, well, she was definitely the best. Tanya
right
Harding was on. I thought she was going to crack on some kneecaps. It was hilarious. Jennifer Flowers. They asked Jennifer Flowers.
Right after I crossed Jordan.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They said, Jennifer Flowers, so what candy is the has the announcement, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a...
Is this any Bill Clinton's Flowers trick? What did she say?
She says Mars bar. He goes, oh, it's Mars bar.
That's a dumb bitch. What a D-A-B.
That is a real dumb A.
It was...
Oh, shoot, where'd you go?
So bad
he's
it's
good. Gone.
It's a Mars bar.
Mars bar. Takes how many licks to get to the Chewy Center?
It's a Mars bar, duh.
She's a dumbass bitch. A D-A-B. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Yesterday, I found out why... He doesn't have a motive. You know why?
Why?
Because she's not lying. And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today.
What is this?
No.
And justice for all, I believe.
I'm going to get him.
Oh, okay.
My client, the Honorable Henry P. Fleming, should go right to F in jail. The son of a bitch is guilty. That man is guilty. That man is a slime. He raped and beat this woman right here, and he said he'd like to do it again. You're out of order. You're out of order. This whole trial's out of order. They're out of order. That sick, depraved man wants to rape and beat this young lady right here.
God damn.
That was a beautiful word.
Now, are you doing that off the top of your head?
Damn right I am.
There you go.
God damn.
Attaboy.
You love the ass!
That's fantastic.
Great Al Pacino.
Great job.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God, he's talented.
Right off the top of his head.
Man, right out of his ass.
Jesus Christ. You love the ass! Clear him out. 877-365-3636, the national number here in New York. 877-692-1027. Caller 100 right now, a round-trip airfare. Oh, Christ, is a good prize.
Wow.
Anywhere in the contiguous United States from Orbitz.com. Call right now. Here again is our friend Buzz.
Would you pay money, cash money, to listen to Dr. Laura or UFO DJ Art Bell?
No.
The radio syndicator known as Premier Networks thinks you might. More realistically, Art Bell and Dr. Laura think you won't. Premier is trying to stop the bleeding of money that most broadcasters are experiencing now, so they want internet listeners to pay nearly $7 a month per DJ for the radio shows from that network.
I think they're stealing that idea from Melco. I think that Melco wanted to come out with that idea.
Mm-hmm. Premier says it costs $1.5 million per year for it to put shows on the net. Bell and Schlesinger point out that $1.5 million is small potatoes for a $36 billion company. And the tennis star who was married to Brooke Shields has tied the knot again. Andre Agassi married Steffi Graf yesterday in a private ceremony in Las Vegas. The
The couple, both in their early 30s, hooked up after they won the French Open in 99. They're expecting a baby in December.
They're going to have one butt-ugly kid, but that kid's going to be able to serve the ball about 200 miles an hour.
I hope it's a boy, because if it's a girl, it'll only be a bald girl with a big nose. It'll be rough.
Only time will tell if a man in Merced, California has learned his lesson about dangerous pets. Up until the other day, the man owned two pets, a pit bull and a Burmese python.
Nice.
Now he only has one pet, a big snake with a big bulge in its stomach. Local police say they're checking to see if the python is considered a wild animal, which would be against the law if it is.
Wild,
yeah.
Wild, Buzz.
Sorry about your pet, dumbass.
Then the man will have no pets.
Dumbass bitch, Darva Conger, D-A-B, wild.
Hey, that was Jennifer Flowers that had that Mars bar.
Sorry, yeah.
He was the D-A-B.
Sorry.
Well, the president got back from
China. I think Darva Conger is a D-A-B, too, though.
Yes, yeah. He picked Rick Wockwell.
Rick Wockwell.
Wow. Oh, no, I'm sorry, he picked her.
Well, the president is back from China. He got back yesterday after a successful diplomatic trip. But the White House had to cover its tracks.
Does he get to keep the faggy Nehru jacket?
He hated that jacket. I mean, he couldn't come around and say that, but he was very embarrassed to be in that. It's something he started when he gave them bomber jackets during the last visit. And this time they gave him, like, these little Japanese kimono
jackets. They gave him, like, PJs to wear.
Right. Who's wearing the throw pillow?
And he had to put it on to be polite. But the White House had to cover its tracks after referring to an itinerary item as a Chinese fire drill.
That's funny.
The phrase appeared in a little yellow booklet given to reporters.
Get it, yellow booklet?
It was yellow.
Yellow booklet, I get it.
Description was given to a 4.5-hour ordeal to prepare the journalist for a news conference. The reporters were later given a revised schedule that did not contain the phrase, but they had to surrender the original itinerary.
Surrender?
First.
Yeah. Oh, that's Japanese, excuse me.
No, that's French. In sport, the New York Yankees.
But I tell you.
He took his pills today.
He got like some weed, and as soon as he got here, that has had like an all-day effect. Buzz has never been funnier than he's been on today's show.
Incredible.
This young man.
He's amazing. Pushing O'Mara aside. Just a man. Just people.
People. In sports, the New York Yankees are headed for the World Series for the fourth year in a row. They beat the Mariners in Game 4 of the American League Championship.
I applaud my adversaries.
Over 56,000 people were in the stadium to see it,
Buzz,
including number one fan.
56,001. Thank you. I was there.
And number one fan, Rudy Giuliani.
Excuse me. Number two fan.
Okay.
I'm the Yankees' number one fan now.
Some great quotes from the fans. Right now, the people of New York just need anything to cheer about, said one. Another said, they came back the way the city will come back. And another said, it's the best thing that can happen to the city. We're already looking forward to the parade.
And I love the guy with one eye who was beating with on the metal pot.
Freddie!
I love Freddie.
Freddie says.
Love him.
Lost his eye as a child playing stickball.
Love him. So glad I didn't say on the air today what I really wanted to say.
Hey, I always thought when Mom said you'd put your eye out, now it was true.
Happened to Freddie Says.
I was about to go off on Freddie when John came in here and said, hey, we listen to everybody loves him.
Everybody loves Freddie. He's an institution.
Who doesn't love Freddie? Oh, and there's a real site also. Freddie Says, FreddySez.com.
Says.
Like Pez.
Right.
Freddie Says. All right, you can pull that up, Robbie? Hold on just a second. Give me a second, Buzz.
All right.
Hold on. We got time. Wait a minute.
Freddie Says.
Freddie Says.
Freddie Says.
.com. This is the guy that I saw at the Yankees game last night. It was driving me crazy. That's him. Come take a picture. Hey, fans. Welcome to my website. This is the guy. You see him, Mike?
Yeah, Freddie Says.
John, that's the guy. That's the dude.
There he is.
That's the guy. He stood like one row behind me last night just beating on this pot.
He used to give out a newsletter that had all the information about FreddieSays.com.
He's the guy. I turn around and I say to these guys from the record company, I go, who is that idiot? And they're all like, oh, he's fantastic. He's great. I'm like, the guy, he's driving me freaking crazy.
And I guess the Shamrocks mean he's Irish. Is that right?
That's right. He also shows up in a House of Pain video saying Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Does he really?
Uh-huh.
All right, well, I'm glad I didn't buzz his balls.
He looks like Popeye.
Everybody loves him.
Oh, man, he looks pretty long in the tooth. It'll be a sad day when Freddy's dead.
That's what he said.
Finally. The French have done it for years. Now the British have open-air urinals. It had to be done. Guys have been urinating against the walls on the hazard.
I'm not kidding. Guys are peeing at Yankee Stadium.
It's not a health hazard.
Maybe they should do this. Now they've installed outdoor urinals on those walls.
They're
in the West
just
end of
people.
London. And these urinals outdoors, not enclosed, so everyone can see what you're doing, at least from the back. Mm. But that's no different than just urinating against a wall.
There's Burbank.
There's Burbank taking out his junk against the wall. But it's okay. He's just a man.
The new urinals were unveiled yesterday to the strains of the ABBA hit Waterloo.
Look at the stream. Look at it coming from this man.
That's right. Look, yellow here, yellow there, and then Burbank. And, of course, red, white, and blue.
I'm Buzz Burbank, feeling much better on the Don and Mike Show. Sorry, we're out of
time. Take that stream and check it for THC.
Absolutely.
Why do you have your sunglasses on?
Because it's cool.
Look at this.
Yeah, that's even cooler.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thank you, everybody, for all of the calls today. Great show tomorrow. It's going to be time for people to puck the Fumpkin. We're going to have Fumpkin pucking on the show tomorrow. Yeah. Guys and girls, I'm going to just ignore you doing that, Mike.
All right.
Tomorrow is the big show with the Fumpkin pucking. You'll hear it, and we'll have pictures up on the website. See the Don Mike Gutter Balls. We take on the Job Squad. Oh, it's a bowling team tomorrow night at the Jersey Lanes in Linden, New Jersey. Jersey Lanes located at 30 Park Avenue. Love to see you out there tomorrow night, okay? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm calling 100.
Yes, you are. What's your name, my friend?
Bill Jimenez.
Bill Jimenez. Where are you from, Bill?
I'm from Upper Greenwood Lake, New Jersey.
Bill, you've won round trip airfare for two from Orbitz.com anywhere in America. Except Alaska and Hawaii. So get a nice vacation. Go to Florida, go to California. Visit Planet Earth via Orbitz.com. That's Orbitz with a Z, the travel site with the most low fares, proudly created by the world's leading airlines. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
All right, enjoy that.
All right.
That's a good prize. Giving away lots of money tomorrow.
All right.
Tomorrow's going to be the dirtiest, wackiest show we've ever done.
It'll be naughty.
Tell Rush Limbaugh he better come up with another fake ailment, because tomorrow our rating is going to be about one gazillion.
Amen, brother.
When we do the Fumpkin Puckers. Okay, that's it. We got to go. We'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 And to you, sir.
Freddie says!
Please throw your hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You might just make it after all. Well, come on, sloppy. What kind of limp dick effort was that?
Well, Mr. Neatnik put my bottle cap where it's not supposed to be.
Bye-bye.
In the right place.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.